The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the Voice of the People. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
I'm done with fucking losing. I'm done with trying to learn sweet science. It's war. It's just straight war.
TheBoxingVoice.com.
As it stands, stop listening to the bullshit until it comes from me.
You gotta come out here and try to take this dude's head off, or we got a rematch on our hands, man.
Like, they can learn from my situation and not give up, bro. Stay strong, like.
A man like me don't make no excuses. My boy Chizora said I could win this.
I let the cat out of the bag, you know. I'm gonna whoop you sick next fight. I'm gonna beat him.
That's your chance.
I'm take away them belts for him.
Get out of y'all.
And I'm gonna reign again to become three-time heavyweight champion of the world.
And the news. Stay hungry. Stay humble.
SDS Promotions.
You know what I'm saying? Like, let's go, champ. Where's the rematch, champ?
Like, I love that shit.
What up, what up, what up, what up? Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of the Boxing Voice Radio. I am your host, Nesta Gibbs, joined alongside Bang the Table Danny. Bang the Table Danny, having the first slip in our new studio, man. Then double banging, double down on the bang. Just banged it one more time, almost dropped this coffee yet again. We got a jam-packed show, though. A lot to talk about. Some really big news, man. It's crazy. I don't think we've ever had all four topics be this big, right? I mean, we'll start backwards. Topic number four, the guy we talk about the most here on this show, Canelo Alvarez, except this time it's former promoter in the news, which is Oscar De La Hoya, who's finally come to grips with reality, and he knows what Canelo was allegedly upset about, whatever caused that rift where Canelo, you know, exposed Oscar for being, and I quote, disloyal. So that's topic number four. What do we got for number three? Looking like it will be Tyson Fury and him basically saying, I guess this is now tripling down on the fact that white won't be an issue. And he says that he won't because he's very similar to Chizora, who he does have two fights with under his belt. So he feels that he'll handle that style quite easily. And I think the biggest news out of the four topics is that Charlo Munguia is 90% done, according to Munguia. See, because if you would have told me Charlo was saying it's 90% done, then I want to know, has Munguia signed and how does he feel about it? But the guy who people believe didn't want this fight is saying it's almost done. So that has me excited. Obviously, we'll be talking about all this weekend's action, previewing it. Not that there's a lot either. We really went through the schedule and fine-combed it. And, man, there's not a lot of boxing. Or at least big name boxing, but there are a few decent fights that we need to look at. So we'll give you all those details. But last but not least, again, I don't know which one of these topics is the biggest. For me, still a die hard, Wilder fan. So for me, definitely Wilder and Joshua is the biggest news. The issue is that it's coming from Eddie Hearn, and I mean, look, that is topic number one, so I'll just go into it.
Right.
If it wasn't Eddie saying this, and in fact it was Joshua literally saying this, I would be more excited because I feel like Eddie is so intelligent. He knows Wilder's not coming back. We all see that Wilder isn't even responding to anything, let alone talking about coming back. And when he is talking about entering the ring, he's saying he's not going to do it before taking ayahuasca of all things. So I feel like Eddie's clout chasing. This is what he does. He uses certain names to boost the name recognition and or, I don't know, propel his fighter. And I think that's what he's doing when he's saying that Joshua wants a Wilder interim fight since Usyk is off fighting in the war in Ukraine versus Russia. And look, I want to believe because it's a fight that I want so bad. It's a fight that we've been wanting for years.
I mean, that's the fight for years, champ. Man, what, 2015, 2016 maybe?
I don't even know. It's just been a long time.
I want to say it was 2016, but regardless, that's a fight that we've wanted for years. And a fight that just like we're able to talk about Canelo right now, we were able to talk about that fight on a pretty consistent basis.
Yes.
Because that
every
was,
day.
That was the biggest fight
in boxing.
In boxing at that moment. Absolutely.
And boxing does this a lot, man. They drop the ball. I mean, I'm not saying in any shape or fashion that Gamboa versus Juan Manuel Lopez was this big, but it was a fight that had a lot of steam and people wanted it. And Gamboa was fighting every opponent that Lopez had fought. And instead of Top Rank putting those two guys together, they didn't. And we lost that fight and it never came back. So the fact that this is, I mean, that they're talking about the possibility of this in 2022, it has me excited. And look, both guys coming off a loss, it makes sense. The thing is, one guy's been training. One guy's been hungry to get his belts back. The other guy's been talking about retirement and fucking ayahuasca of all things. Like, I don't know. I wish it was someone, maybe like his daughter, that had to make the decision for him, or his, not his wife. Someone else, because maybe his wife, you know, women, you know, they want you, so they're jealous, you know, they want to keep you all to themselves. But someone else needs to make the decision, not some psychedelic. Let me make it. Take the fucking AJ fight. Give us that fight ASAP. Like, man, Eddie did say this. It's not an interim. Wilder's no interim fight.
Basically saying that's a championship type fight.
A championship type fight, and also no interim fight in the literal sense, like not for an interim title. No interim meaning in the meantime. Yeah, like this is the fight you can lose. You know, if Wilder has anything left in the tank, if he fights if he fights anything like he did in that last Fury fight, AJ doesn't have an easy fight on his hands.
Not at all. No, not at all. Not at all. And you know, to me right now, the thing is, you kind of stated it. One guy's been training, one guy hasn't, mm-hmm. right? So realistically speaking, we're probably looking at midsummer at this point for that fight. You get what I'm saying? There's going to be the negotiation stage. There's going to be, the back and forth. You're looking at it 2 months right there. So even if that fight gets made, we're already – second week of March, even if it gets made early May, that fight probably won't happen till late July, early August, you know? So I don't know how interim it would be if that fight doesn't take place until mid to late summer.
Well, that's why I don't think it's realistic, because AJ's ready to go. You know, he's been training. He can announce a fight and go 2 months from now. I don't know that Wilder can do a 10-12 week camp. I don't know. You know, he's been removed for a while. I don't. Mr. Almanac, when was that fight? Wilder Fury 3?
That was October last year.
So we're talking what? We're on the third, 5 months out. That's probably not even enough rest, man. He got knocked out. You need 30 days for the suspension, so he's obviously can have a fight. He's past that, but that was a tough-ass fight.
No, that was a hell of a fight. You were not there?
Nah.
I was there.
Nah, I didn't go to the third one. We did a live for that.
Okay. Yeah, I was there. Great fight, crazy fight.
Yeah.
You know, both men going down in that fight. I don't know, man. That was definitely a war. I would hope he would have fully recovered by now. But like I said, I just see it taking too long for that fight to actually take place.
So what, you don't think June? June seems possible. We're talking March 10th, April, May, June, even July, Independence Day, Wilder versus AJ.
Both Olympians. Yeah, I like that.
I love it.
But then that would mean it would have to take place in the U.S. You think Eddie's going to...
I mean, you're right, but that's because we're Americans selling our holiday. You know, I'm just trying to give it a theme, but it doesn't necessarily have to be in America, you know. For Wilder, you know, he's 1 foot in, 1 foot out. So go ahead and make the most money they're going to give you in the UK. Fight in front of a stadium full of people, you know. And
that's a very winnable fight for Deontay Wilder.
Super winnable.
I always believed
that he can win.
That he would win that fight. You know, I'm
for
talking
real.
2017, 2018. Always believed that.
Mm-hmm.
So
I'm with you. I'm with you. It's a fight that we wanted so bad. Like the whole Pulev coming in last minute. Excuse me. Povetkin coming in last minute, WBA ruining the negotiations or forcing them to stop because of whatever mandation. It ruined everything. But again, just doubling down, you know, Eddie is basically saying that he believes AJ wants Wilder as an interim fight. I'm going to go ahead and pull up the actual quotes and read it out for you guys. Once again, we're talking about Eddie Hearn, the promoter of Anthony Joshua, and his direct quote is, we got to look at the opponents. AJ was talking last night about Luis Ortiz, Odubel Wallin, a southpaw, the same as Usyk, might make sense. Joe Joyce, even AJ talked about Deontay Wilder, Hearn told IFL. So again, this is what Hearn is saying AJ told him. Not necessarily that her, you know, that AJ told anyone else. It would have been great for him to tell IFL so we had audio of it. But Eddie goes on to say, I think if you said to AJ right now, who's your top choice, I think he'd probably go for Deontay Wilder. It's not an interim fight. Let's be honest. One thing's for sure, he'll be fighting a top 10 heavyweight, a world-ranked heavyweight. So it's not really AJ saying it. You know, but according to Eddie and their personal conversations, if you ask AJ, he would choose Wilder over everyone, which is weird, but in a good way for us. The thing is, can they send Wilder an offer to get him off that retirement, you know, mood that he's in?
What do you think that offer has to be?
I don't know, because, again, Fury's fighting over here, but now he's going back over there, and he made 30-something million over there. That's more than he made over here. You know, a lot of people like to say that in America, we generate more money, especially to the gate, but Fury's going back over there. They're not doing this over here. They're going back over there, and he still got his highest payday over there. AJ, his highest paydays have been over there. So I'm sure they could make it work for Wilder and for themselves.
I'm,
now,
I'm sure AJ's highest payday was the Ruiz 2, and that was in Saudi.
Ruiz 1 was a big payday, man.
Mm.
But that was in America, right?
Yeah, New York.
I was in America.
So I mean, I want a number, man. Like, how much
man, I don't know, man. I don't know, because the thing is that do we really know what Wilder made his last fight? How much did he make? Do we know? Exactly. You know, so many rumors that they made this and that. I ain't even going to put a number out there. So I don't know. I don't know. I just hope that they can get it done. I hope that they can make it make sense for them too. Because again, Wilder's no interim fight, so you can't pay him like an interim fight. And he's no interim fight, so you can't treat him like one, because it's a dangerous fight. Most certainly is a dangerous fight. We are going to be having a guest.
How do you see that fight play out today?
Who?
Wilder and AJ.
Again, does Wilder still have what he showed in that Fury fight? Or did that Fury fight take something away from him? You know, if he can fight like he did in that Fury fight, I think I got to go with Wilder.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? People might question Wilder from a mental standpoint, right? Because he made excuses, because he needs psychedelics, because he blamed however many people he blamed. But none of that shit was quitting. I feel like the weaker, mentally weaker person is the dude that be biting his gum shield, the dude that you know, quit in the Ruiz fight, basically, you know, the dude that was the first person ever in boxing history to, you know, only offer flat fees to Wilder. And you know, he just, to me, you know, whether it was Eddie, it just felt like AJ didn't want that fight. Like, any real boxing fan with any little bit of knowledge knows that a fight of that magnitude, you can't give a person a flat fee. So there was a lot of stuff going on in the negotiations. We followed it so closely, too. Eddie put so much out there. He's very good at what he does. So I just always felt like Wilder would beat him and that they didn't want that fight.
Right.
And obviously, look, Wilder is wild. But the one thing that he does do right is the right hand down the pipe. And that's all you need for AJ. Like, that's literally what Vladimir hit him with and shook his whole body up. Look at the way Wilder landed that last right hand on Fury. That shit sent ripples through his fucking soul. And we seen it show on his body fat. Like, you know, they didn't want that shit, bro. And we seen now, like, AJ going down from lesser punchers than Wilder. So, you know, Eddie, Barry, they knew what they had. Is it Barry Hearn, the father? Yeah, they knew what they had, bro. They knew what they had, and they were not trying to risk the pot of gold. But now you can, in a sense, because you still do have that legal contract. Now, is there a loophole where you can take a double loss because you got Usyk in contract and he's in the Ukraine fighting? So if Wilder still beats you, can you still get your belts, or is – do you lose the opportunity at the belts because you lost?
And then if you're Deontay, well, shit, if he loses and he still gets to fight for the belts, why shouldn't I be able to now fight for the belts?
Exactly. So that's why they have to compensate Wilder for the possibility of you beating AJ and you can't get the position that he's in, because AJ's in a position to win his belts back. You know, but Wilder, it would be win-win, though, Danny. If I'm Wilder and I beat AJ, obviously I don't have a shot at his belts that he used to own, but he does. And if he wins them, he has to see me. The world knows I beat you. You need to rematch me. And now it makes more sense because you got the belt, so it's a bigger fight. But I beat you. You need to rematch me. The same way you rematched Andy, the same way you rematched Usyk. You just didn't go into an immediate with me because you already had an immediate rematch clause with him. That's all. But I'm pretty sure they can, you know, get it done. If they wanted to, though, that's the thing, man. Boxing is so weird. It's so political. It's all about if they really want to, if the promoters are ready to take that chance, man, on their fighter, man. But let me see here.
Man, I would love to see that, man.
See what?
AJ and Wilder.
Me too.
That's been a fight for years.
Me too.
Eddie showing us the Louis bag in Boston with the, what was it, $1 million for Wilder?
Mm-hmm.
So, and that'd be a great fight.
It would, man. It would. At the perfect time, too. You know, right now, with everything being in a standstill, Wilder being a common opponent with Fury fighting right now, it just makes sense. They can get in where they fit in. You know what I mean? They would be able to create a buzz where the winners could possibly meet, you know?
Absolutely. It's a lot to ask for, right? That was a fight, like I said, for a very long time was the most highly discussed about fight in boxing. So definitely a fight that I feel like even today, after both men have lost, is a fight that the boxing world would love to see. So
Of course. But we are going to have our first guest here. Man, I just had them go and get her. I should have made a Patreon post. Hopefully I get enough time to do that. Before we get our first guest, Maricela Cornejo.
Maricela.
Oh, Maricela. Okay.
Maricela.
Maricela Cornejo will be on the show. She's a common opponent with Franchon Cruz. She's had two fights with Franchon Cruz now. And, you know, she's fought a common opponent with Clarissa Shields. She's a vet in the game. And we want to see what's shaking with her and also her opinions on the upcoming Undisputed fight with Franchon Cruz. Mm-hmm. Who's Franchon Cruz fighting? Do you know how to pronounce her name? Is it Adeline Cederus? Is that
yeah,
the wrong person?
Yeah, no, Adeline Cederus.
Okay. All right. Well, so yeah, that'll be our first guest. I will be putting out a Patreon post right now if you want to ask her any questions. You already know the drill. Head on over to our Patreon page at patreon.com/theboxingvoice where you can become one of the family members and ask all our guests questions. So,
champ.
Yes.
Obviously, we will be talking about the fights this weekend.
Mm-hmm. Not too many of them.
Is there one in particular that you're keeping your eye on?
Well, we just found out that Jeremiah Mittland, the heavyweight,
yes.
He was in studio. He's going to be on the Showtime Showbox card. So I'm interested in that one, obviously, because of Jeremiah and our relationship with him. So I'll be looking forward to that, tapped into that. Also, Gabriel Maestre, he'll be fighting this weekend as well.
The one that robbed Fox, right?
Michael Fox, exactly. So I'm going to be tuned into that one as well because of the controversy. But it looks like we have our first guest, Maricela Cornejo. I said it right this time?
Maricela.
Oh, isn't that with an A at the end?
Yeah.
Maricela.
Yeah, Maricela.
Okay. Is her mic on? Yeah, I don't hear it either.
All right.
Oh, hey, hello. Hi. How are you? Thank you for joining us on short notice. We appreciate you giving us some time.
No, thank you guys so much for having me on. Even if I was a filler, it's okay.
No, actually, you're
it's
not
good.
You're not a filler because we had no clue you were going to be here. So
okay.
Obviously with
Franchon. I had no clue I was going to be here.
Yeah, I didn't know, honestly. So since Franchon Cruz is going to be fighting, when? April 30th?
April 30th.
Oh, yeah.
A double undisputed card.
Yeah.
Right? So I said, hey, I know you are a common opponent. You had two fights with her. So
mm-hmm.
I'm like, let me see if you have the time.
Of course.
So at least give your breakdown of what you think her fight would be like with Cederus. And obviously let us know what you got cooking with yourself.
For the 30th, Cederus, is that how you say it? Yeah.
I think.
Oh,
I could be butchering it. Let me tell you, I'm notorious for that.
It's going to be, I think Franchon with her experience can take it and her wild shots that come out of crazy areas can catch, Cederus. The other girl, she's too robotic. She's too green. She's too green, but she has a damn belt, you know, she's done well for herself. But I think, Franchon will probably take it. How do you guys see it?
I think I see it the same, but I'm high on Franchon. I feel, she did a really good job in the, Alejandra Jimenez fight,
where she lost her weave.
Where she lost her weave. But I felt like Jimenez pushed her, and she stood her ground. She fought. She landed cleaner shots. Obviously, for some, Jimenez was more active, but I just liked the way she got through that fight,
mm-hmm.
regardless
Wait.
Of win or loss. She suffered adversity. The hair was adversity. Just
Agreed.
The pressure, the aggression of Jimenez was adversity. And she made it through that. She didn't wilt, so.
That turned into a,
steroid?
No decision. Yeah,
yes.
No decision.
Yes.
Because of steroids.
Yeah, because Jimenez popped hot, so.
Yep. Mm-hmm. It was an unfortunate situation because it was a good fight. And I would have loved, like, if Jimenez would have won that cleanly and it wouldn't have been overturned, I would have loved to see what she was going to do next and with who. Because she's a little beast, you know.
You know what? Do you think they gave it to Jimenez? Because she
I thought they did.
Yeah, me too. I think truly, I mean, Franchon's no longer with Golden Boy.
Yeah, no.
Correct?
Matchroom
they
now.
They let her go. No, she's not even signed with them, I don't think.
She's with Matchroom now.
No, she signed the fight.
Oh, really? One fight
just
deal?
The fight, just for that fight. Because when they announced it, they didn't welcome her to the team. They welcomed her for that fight.
Oh.
I may be wrong. Mm. I hope I'm not because – I mean, for somebody to let go of a champion, why?
I thought she got herself out of that situation.
Really?
I thought.
That was the same impression I was under.
Yeah. Oh, we could ask her. I don't know. She's usually good with me. I don't know if she'll answer in time, but I thought that she got herself out of that situation. I didn't know that she was cut or let go. But hypothetically, it wouldn't make sense. And you know, I don't understand.
For a promoter to let go of a champion. Yeah. Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they weren't treating her as well as maybe some other champions that they favorited.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with the Jimenez, I think Golden Boy was wanting Jimenez to take over.
Absolutely.
It. I didn't think that was right, that how they did her. Yeah. Actually, and how they celebrated Jimenez after. Mm-hmm. They never did that to Franchon. And I mean, we had our, you know, two fights, but I will always stand for what's right and what's wrong. And I didn't see that right. That was very hurtful, even seeing it from as a woman from the outside and just feeling like, damn, I wonder how she feels. You know, mm-hmm.
And she expressed that, though. We've interviewed her. She expressed that, you know, no one was there. You know, Golden Boy didn't really have her back. And I think it was her manager and her lawyer that continued to fight for her.
Good.
So maybe that just gives me the inclination that maybe she got herself out of that situation. Okay. But if not, regardless, best thing that happened for her was to get out of that.
Agreed.
Whether they cut her or she cut her, she got out of herself because she was able to get what she needs, which is undisputed, you know. Her first fight was with Clarissa Shields. She doesn't get any sort of credit, I don't think.
Yeah, no, I was actually there. It was on the Andre Ward Kovalev.
That was dope.
And I kid you not, to me, I was probably most excited for that fight the entire night. So, you know, to lose her pro debut to Clarissa, still become world champion now, you know, go on to fight for Undisputed. I don't know. I think she comes out on top April the 30th. I think I just think it's too much. It's going to be too much for – is it Cededuce?
I think that's probably how it is.
For the other girl.
We'll go with that. But no, Franchon's on a different – what did she do better than any other opponent that you faced in the ring?
Well, the second fight is where I truly felt like, all right, I feel here. I feel present. I spoke to the women about this, and I mean, and truly I was like, do I want to talk to you guys about it? But yeah, I do want to talk to you guys about it, how you guys feel about it. You know, I'm sure with my weigh-ins, have you guys seen my weigh-ins of what that is? Okay. So yeah. So my weigh-ins are now going to be very different. Is this live?
Yes.
All right. Fuck it. So my weigh-ins are going to be now different because I removed my implants. Oh. I removed my implants for health. For very serious health reasons.
I didn't even know there were implants.
Oh, well, thank you.
No, I didn't. You knew?
Well, I didn't. I
don't even know if I ever thought, like, you
yeah,
know.
I never even thought to assume.
Really?
Yeah. You know,
I never got them.
But this is also my first time seeing you in person. So I've been seeing you for like, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 years on television. So, but it didn't look.
No,
she,
we didn't we have on the show at Beer House? No?
Maybe Daniel Jacobs. Canelo, were you at Fight Week for Daniel Jacobs Canelo in Vegas? Because we definitely had a lot of guests on Podcast Row.
I think so.
I think you did sit down with us for Podcast Row.
Well, yeah.
Very long time ago.
I don't know. That's a thought that never really crossed my mind.
Yeah,
like,
but you had to take them off.
Yes. I was... for many, many years, I was suffering with them. And this is something where, like, I'm at peace with it. Because in boxing, if you say something, it's an excuse.
Yes.
You know, it's an excuse, which is fine. But this is it's my truth. So
right.
It's an excuse, okay. But it's my truth. Like, breast implant illness, it's a real thing. So many people are getting, so many women are getting them explanted because it causes so much anxiety, panic attacks, body inflammation. There was a moment of time where I couldn't open up a water bottle because my hands were so swollen. They were so hinchados.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Swollen,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we're
so,
both laughing.
All right. So,
yo, which is crazy. Sorry. Did that make you look at her hands after she said it?
Yes.
It's funny. We just had Jessica McCaskill here. I think it's a fighter thing. Like, you can tell you're a fighter by the women's hands. Like, Jessica's got big hands, but you got some big hands, too.
Oh, well, you know what? when I walked into jail, and they literally told me that was the first thing they looked at. My
no, they look.
They're like, oh, you don't want to fuck with homegirl over there walking in. So that's what I, yeah, I guess. I don't know.
Let me see. Can we get a zoom here? Austin.
Is that that big?
That's
you're
good.
The,
I'm
you're
six,
the huge.
But I'm 6'5". That's
okay,
the point.
Well,
that's why I want them to see. You know, they're huge.
Right.
But anyways, back to that, like bringing awareness. And, yeah, I am bringing awareness to it because it is a real thing, and I was suffering for many, many years where it was a lot of body aches. But I never knew I was fighting with anxiety. I would always tell my team, I'm like, yo, I think I'm the realest. I'm the most critical also on myself, and I'm like, I think I may be a fighter who trains really well, but fuck, come fight night, I can't show up. I need to be real with myself. If I need to remove myself from this, because I would always tell them, like, I feel like I'm having an outer body experience when I'm there. I tell myself, right now, you ask me 1 + 1, I know what 1 + 1 is. The minute I get in the ring, 1 + 1, what is 1 + 1? What is 1? I never knew that was anxiety I was dealing with. Never. I'm Mexican. Across your head, get it together. Nothing's wrong with you.
Right, right, right.
You know?
But how did you know you were getting the anxiety from the implants?
I take no medication now. I've since I removed them, the ending of, when was it? My last fight, I still had them. That was when I was overly medicated for that fight. Legal. It was all prescribed and everything like that.
Pain meds?
No, anxiety medication.
Okay.
I sparred with Chris Cyborg the last one of my last training sessions. It was like a week before the fight, and I had a huge panic attack where it was the scariest thing. I've had anxiety, but that moment it was a huge panic attack, and I ran to the back and I couldn't get myself together. And a good friend of mine, she suffers from that. She's like, "You're having a panic attack." I said, what is this? Like, I couldn't breathe. I couldn't get it together.
Right.
So I went to the doctors and I was going in and out of the hospital all last year, and finally got medication for it. I fought medicated my last fight, which was in August, I think it was. And I took medication too close. I was so drugged up, as in like so chill.
Mm-hmm.
For that fight, I even remember walking. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so relaxed. I'm overly relaxed.
Mm.
Yeah. So I was like, this is going really good or really bad, but I didn't have the panic attack.
Right.
That's what was my worry, because I can't fight. You can't fight with a panic attack. You feel like you're breathing through a straw. So after that fight, I scheduled my appointment. I said, I'm done. I know it's this. Right away after, I now can breathe better. They sit like kind of above where your lungs are.
Mm-hmm,
it
mm-hmm.
seems like your lungs are lower, but no, it's up here. So I can breathe. I'm no longer on any medication. I don't see any psychologist, psychiatrist, anything like that, therapist. All medication. I have not had a panic attack, no anxiety, no inflammation. My body weight is completely down. This last fight that fell through, didn't struggle to make weight at all. And that was 2.5 pounds that I lost just with that, you know, out of my body.
Wow.
So come weigh in time, I'm part of the itty bitty titty committee. And sorry, guys. Sorry, but I choose my health. It was very scary. It was very, very scary. And I'm excited to actually return into the ring. And now know I'm 12 years in the game. I should know what to do. You know, I should know. I shouldn't feel like, where am I? How do I do this when I'm in there? I was surviving the majority of the time.
Mm-hmm.
I can talk all this shit right now, but I just can't wait to go into to fight. This is going to be my first fight without the implants and actually.
So when is
I
that
know.
Fight?
This last fight was canceled because the girl missed her. I was out in Costa Rica already. I don't want to jinx it. It's in 2 weeks,
okay.
But yeah. Hopefully everything, the girl signed the contract and hopefully everything shows up. And I just don't want to jinx it. The day of the weigh-in, I'll post a picture and be like, hey, I'm fighting tomorrow. Because I had 2 fights that fall through.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Is going to be here in America?
No, Costa Rica.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there'll be another one in America. And that's a big fight.
All right.
But, and I'm excited about that as well. Everything has worked in the way it's supposed to work. So,
168?
No, I'm too small for that. I work around at like 165.
Okay.
Yeah, so I can fight at 154 or 160. Mm. I lost a lot of inflammation. Like, yo, it was I was in pain – 99% of the time of fighting. But I just thought I was an athlete. I'm always sore. So, I mean, it's my truth. I'm at peace with it. I'm okay with it.
That's all that matters, and especially if you feel better.
100%. And I just knew.
How long has it been? Sorry to interrupt. How long has it been since you removed them?
5 months.
Oh, 5 months.
Yeah. So I feel,
so you're already full-blown training and sparring? Because obviously you were ready for a fight.
I started training 3 weeks after I got them out because I felt so good.
Mm. And did you feel a difference in receiving punches?
Now it hurts. Before, they would be like, does it hurt when they hit you? I'm like, no, it's just like a ball. Like, you know how it bounces back?
Yeah.
The implant's in there. It's protecting you. It protects you. But now it hurts, and it's different, and it's so weird because before I had a larger chest, and when I would punch, it would be like here. Now I can throw I can have my hand right here.
Mm-hmm.
Just shadow boxing.
So more mobility.
Yes. I'm so excited. I'm so excited. I'm so happy I didn't give up on myself when so many other people did, but I don't blame them because they gave up on what I showed them. What I showed them was I wasn't fighting well.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay, but I didn't give up on me, and now I'm so excited. I feel like I'm just going to get started.
Well, I mean, at the right time, obviously, women's boxing has been on the rise, and it has. I feel like it's arrived, especially going back to our main topic. I mean, I don't think we've ever had a double undisputed female card.
Hey, where does Valdez fall in that? Where are they fighting? So
here.
Yeah.
MGM.
Yeah.
Oh, they're not out there.
No, that's here at the MGM.
I thought they were out there. I was like, mm-mm. Yo, they're women are headlining. They're the co-main. That's how it should be.
Mm-mm.
Oh, no, separate cards.
Separate cards. Matchroom is the
girls.
Mm-hmm. And then Top Rank is Shakur.
And it's on the 30th as well?
Yeah.
Why are they doing this to us?
But I know because Jake Paul.
There's a lot of fights on the 30th.
Jake Paul obviously promotes Serrano now.
Correct.
And him and Shakur were, like, tweeting back and forth, basically. Like, Shakur was saying, like, how great of a fight, you know, Katie Taylor and Serrano is.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully that they wouldn't overlap. And Jake mm-hmm. kind of, like, responded, like, we'll make sure that doesn't happen, whatever.
Time-wise.
Time-wise, yeah.
Correct. A New York here.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, shoot. That's going to be an intense night.
Yeah, no, big night of boxing for us. I mean, I think that's what we love the most when we have cards that don't overlap,
mm-hmm.
and you can just go from one right into the other, and they're actually good fights. Again, I don't think we've ever seen a double undisputed, right? Because
no.
It would be Serrano and Taylor going for undisputed, and then,
right,
yeah, Franchon. And
that's exciting. I'm very excited for them.
Yeah.
How do you see the main event play out?
Serrano
and Katie Taylor.
I'm going to go with my girl Serrano. Yeah, I'm going to go with her for sure.
Yeah, I'm picking Serrano as well.
Me too.
But I feel that she gets hit a lot. You know, I know
has
that
she ever been dropped?
I don't know. I know that she's doing all the punching and all the knocking out, but she does get hit. So, Katie lets her hands go too pretty well and comes down the middle a lot. But she's got more of an amateur
Jessica
style.
Jessica tested her chin also.
Yes.
And she showed weaknesses in her chin. I've never seen that from Serrano.
Her song?
Yes.
For soon
mm-hmm.
as well.
Yeah. She should have gotten that.
Yeah, a lot of people feel she should have lost that fight.
Yeah. Agree.
Yeah, we just had Jessica and Rick here, what was it, a week or two ago?
Mm-hmm.
Rick just hit me up right now to go out to Chicago, train out there with them. I'm going to go out there.
He's trying to start a women's league. Does he hit
yep.
you up?
Oh, yeah. We
because he said 47 to 60, I think.
Yeah, we spoke about that on Monday and to have that house. Out in San Diego.
Oh, so. You're gonna train there?
Oh yeah, it's yes. They're working on something. Yeah.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
That's what's up. Oh, that's exciting. Right, because Rick wants to do the reality.
Okay, so he spoke to you guys.
Yeah.
I wasn't trying to.
No, I'm just I know that Benavidez is there. We both went to see Benavidez there, so I didn't realize he was leaving just yet. His fight keeps getting pushed back. He was supposed to be in March, then April. Now it's May.
May 21st, right?
It got pushed back again?
Yeah.
Oh, so I'm not
Bro's
going to
be in training for 5 months.
That's what I've been in training for 3 months. That's why I said I need a fight or I need to go drink tequila real quick. Like, and give my body a chill in the mind. The mind is what's
yeah,
tried.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, guys.
So, what got you into the sport?
Wanted to lose 5-10 pounds.
So it started as a workout thing?
Well, I was doing the acting thing like everybody on the gram out in LA. I had a small role with Eric Roberts on a comedy movie, and it was going to be played on the big screen. It was White Tee, it's called. And I was like, cool, I want to get in shape. And I've always wanted to fight, but I was always an athlete growing up and played college volleyball. So I picked up really quick. I looked like a crazy robot in the beginning, but they're like, you have pop. And then I started to see when I would go to auditions that they were like, what do you do? I'd be in a dress, high heels and everything. I'm like, oh, I'm a, you know, upcoming boxer. Producers are men. They're like, what? Come over here. Tell us more about it. So I saw, I was like, yo, this separates me from all the other girls, right. You know, who just like, oh, hi, you know, whatever. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to go rugged. But then I'll literally find my way through Hollywood. But I fell in love with the sport. You know, if that comes, but whatever, but I truly fell in love with the sport, and you really have to fall in love with this sport to be.
Absolutely.
Because it's grueling and I truly do live it. I live a healthy lifestyle with it. Yeah, that's how it started. And
how long ago was that?
I was 23.
Oh, wow.
When I learned what a jab was, they're like, jab right. I was like, what's the right? I literally didn't know anything about boxing. 8 months later, fast forward, I had 4 amateur fights, all first round KO, and I turned pro. And my first, my debut was out in Atlanta, and that was like on month 9 that I learned from the beginning.
Wow. Fast track.
Crazy. No, but that's why, like people, I don't think people realize that,
no.
I was facing all these fighters who have all this
amateur backgrounds,
And I'm you see some fighters who get started and they're fighting, you know, nobody's, but here you are with a belt and beat nobody. Like, I get it. You've done the work and you see a girl come in this sport and take the attention and you know, I get that, but don't throw shit on me because I'm working for the same dream you are. You know, I don't know. That's the part that would be mostly hurtful from other women in the beginning of boxing.
Do you think that's changed? Because I feel like, first of all, I'm going to tell you, obviously us from the outside looking in, we didn't know that you were receiving any of this ill treatment that you're speaking of. But do you think that it's changed? Because I feel like Ebony Bridges has received a tremendous amount of love, where I feel like you're saying that because you were pretty, the other girls took shots at you. But it feels like everyone is embracing Ebony now. Do you know her?
Yes. It's not because I'll be the last person to be like, yo, I think I'm pretty in the room. I'll be the last person to do that. I grew up the ugly duckling in my family, and I still have issues with that, of like receiving attention. I don't like attention, as crazy as that may sound. But in the beginning, I think it was even just Clarissa, like, she should have had so many more followers than I did. Here I am, a girl who just started boxing 2 years ago, have people know me more than they knew her. Mm-hmm. I didn't think that was right, but don't knock my hustle. You know, I didn't think that was right. I was always like talking about her and showing them love. But then when it came to me, it's like, ah, she's not a real boxer. I'm like, damn,
Yeah. That's
hurtful, because I look up to all these women, just like I looked up to this other girl when I first started training at Wildcard. She went on a podcast talking all this smack about me because I was getting attention from it. I just used it to my benefit, but I always kept my respect towards myself. I was never going to lose my dignity, you know, with the sport, because it's a man's world, and word gets around quick.
Mm-hmm.
Word's going to get around quick if you're really taking it serious or not. And I told myself, and I mean, I was never a slut or a hoe growing up, so now's not the time to become a girl. Like, you're going to take this serious. You need them to take you serious. You're going to walk into a gym, and nobody's going to say shit about you. You always train, go home. And that's what I did. Even when I was at Mayweather's, they'd always invite me to everywhere with them. I'd be like, no, thank you. I got to wake up at 5 a.m. So they saw me being, like, you know.
Dedicated.
Yes. Yeah. So I kept that reputation, and that's why I think God blessed me with so many people in my path to help me from one lily pad to the next, to help, you know, introduce me to other people and people get to know me. I moved everywhere in the beginning. I moved from LA, first started there, my Vegas here, and then Miami, and sometime in New York, and just
you lived in Miami.
Yeah, I lived in Miami for a year and a half.
In New York, why'd you go to the cold, Lord?
My mentor was out there, and he introduced me to so many other people. But it wasn't like, it was also people who I would be like, yeah, I know them, but it's more important when they know you also, mm-hmm. and bring your name upon, you know, in other rooms. And right. so that's a part of the hustle that I did, and I studied other women. Why aren't they known? They're waiting for somebody to come knock at their door and complain. Nobody knows me. You don't pay me this, but I went out and fucking did the hard work also.
Do you feel that maybe a lot of it too is like on the promoters and the people 100%, behind that?
100%.
Because I feel like women in the UFC are like way more known. Even like up and coming fighters, I feel like are way more known than women in boxing.
But it's because of Dana White. Dana White's very smart. Dana White realizes I'm going to have a reality show. What Rick and, you know, them trying to do, this is what you do. You have people, you have a fan base, you know, a TV show, you introduce the fighters to them in that aspect, and they grow attached to them, mm-hmm. to their story, to the background. You get to know the person.
Like this story, you have two here, obviously a late start, and then the removal of the implants. Those are things that mainstream America needs to hear to, you know, follow your story, because there's going to be people that have gone through those things.
No, and I mean, obviously it's things that we see in other sports as well,
mm-hmm.
right? So if I know this about said player in the WNBA, why don't I know this about you?
Exactly.
Know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah. Everybody has their story. Everybody has their story, and it's just getting out there and not being ashamed of your story. You know, I was with quick little check marks of my freaking whole life path has been like, I was sexually molested as a young age. So many women have been, and men have suffered with that. But that was my huge reason why to start boxing. And when I had a platform, I was going to speak about that. You know, 12 years ago when I first started, it wasn't the Me Too movement. There wasn't, you know, attention. It was more of a hush-hush situation. And I did speak upon it. You know, I'd been meeting Fox. So when I had that opportunity, I spoke upon that. And, then I was, you know, addicted to freak. I tried to commit suicide because of that. So many times as a young teenager, I was addicted to meth in college.
What? You overcame meth?
100%. It was the most difficult thing in my life. Mm. It's very. I talked.
How long, yo? You don't even look like a meth head.
No. But what does a meth look? Yes, you get to the point.
I mean,
of
the
like,
teeth definitely.
Correct.
A lot. I know.
No,
you got pearly white.
Correct. I know.
There's a lot of little signs. Don't get.
I was going to say, yeah. She bought those.
Yeah. No, but
I
never
got to the point.
She worked for those.
No, I never got to the point where I lost my teeth, started picking. I was like 3 months into it. And I'm not praising it at all. Meth is one drug that I had done, you know, high school, weed, coke, whatever. Never. Meth? It completely took my soul. I say it took my soul because at one point I started with two other friends. One got pregnant. She had to quit. The other one died a few years later when I was out in Miami. I heard the news and I was like I went to her graveyard and I was like, this is crazy. You know, like
right.
I made it out. The other one is she's lost. She's completely lost. And but anyways, overcame that. I relapsed twice. I've never even talked about this. I don't even talk about it. So that jail was facing many, many years. I was not allowed back in Vegas. That's why I moved to Miami. Started from the bottom. I had no car. I lost everything at that time.
It's a live chat, so they're like,
what are they saying?
They're like, Ness, what the hell is wrong with you? How are you gonna tell her she don't look like a meth head?
No,
I didn't mean it the way it sounded.
I know, I'm sorry. I know, but like, yo, it wasn't. I called my sister. I was in college. I called my sister and I said, I need help. I'm addicted and I can't get myself out. And she drove down from Seattle. That's why I moved to Seattle. She drove from Seattle to Yakima Valley, and I dropped out of college. And
where's Yakima Valley?
It's somewhere where a lot of meth is done because there ain't nothing there. It's like it's Yakima Valley. Lower Seattle, 3 hours from there.
Okay.
Eastern Washington. So
speaking of Rick, hate to interrupt again, but he just
Rick Ramos on there?
Yeah,
what
he
up,
just
Rick?
He said respect, hashtag Rick Ramos boxing, so he's listening.
So I like I said, I didn't get to the piece, losing, picking, nothing like that. I
thank God.
Literally, the way I made a change was because I wanted to. I got on my knees.
And how old were you?
I was in college 20.
Oh, so 1 year later, you started boxing. No, 2 years later.
No, I was 20. I had just finished college volleyball. That's why I was like, okay, cool. I'm not going to do that.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
You're super tall. Like
no,
the volleyball.
I was like, what?
Yeah. No. It doesn't make sense to do math. No, it makes sense that you played volleyball. You're tall.
So I was always athletic. And then when I lost a lot of weight, my family, you know, they're like, dang. I was like, I've been working out a lot. You know, that's what I said. So, where is the story going? I don't want to emphasize. I don't want to stay on that.
No. You're fine.
But I got out of that. I got out of that because I wanted to make a change. And I knew I didn't want this life for me. And my parents didn't show me that. So I prayed and I asked God for help.
This is crazy. I feel like I've been following your whole career. I never heard any of these stories. And I know you work with Nancy. Has she put any of this stuff out?
It's not pretty many bucks, though. I spoke a lot about that. And I wanted to be real with my story because I never wanted it to come to a position where, you know, we all have this dream where we make it really big and somebody tries to be like, oh, this is breaking news of her past. Nah, this is my past. I'm not perfect. I've lived
You're not running from it.
Life. Yes. I've seen a lot and, I'm not ashamed. I'm not ashamed because it's created to be who I am. And I'm pretty street smart also.
But it sounds like amazing testimony. You know, it shows other people out there that have gone through, you know, some of these very same tragic situations that, you know, with hard work and determination, you can still come forward. Enrique, have a seat. This is our co-host, Enrique Church. Yeah. He just flew into town.
Hello.
Hello, what up?
We're going to connect you in a minute. Get your headphones and stuff. But fix yourself. But yes,
it is a testimony to them.
It is a testimony. So awesome. Absolutely. These are very important stories. I'm glad you gave us an opportunity to interview you. You know, we have a big male fan base, but they're all hardcore boxing fans, you know. And again, like me, I'm sure they've seen you and never knew any of these things. So thank you for sharing with us. I got a couple of questions. Brandon Lenz in Houston says, hi, Maricela.
Maricela.
Why am I saying Ciela?
I don't know.
Ciela. Thanks for coming on the show. Do you have an interest in a future as a color analyst? Listening to you speak, your personality and knowledge, if I had a network, you would be an instant hire.
I would love that. I did have a show called Face to Face, and I had like my show Mari, which is on like Hulu, Amazon Prime, and
wow.
What the fuck?
Exactly.
I'm business. That's why I came into boxing mentality as a businesswoman, and that's what people, you know, I'm a boxer. Now you got to treat it as a business.
Yeah,
you got to be in charge of your own shit here. So Face to Face. I love hearing stories. I love sharing stories. At the end of the day, we all go to sleep and we see, do I matter?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody is, you know, at the same level. I don't see anybody greater, less, or anything like that. We all are out here trying to, you know, make our dreams come true and do something in this world, which we are passionate about. So I would love that. I would love that. But I think boxing wise, I think I have a lot to, I have a lot of things, and I know this myself, I have a lot of things that I have to fix with my new health-wise. I don't want to do it in the talking. I just want to do it in the showing. I can't wait to fight.
Hopefully two more weeks, right?
Yes.
But are you saying you wouldn't accept a commentator position?
I would, but I feel like, you know what, with my past fights, I want that respect, that real respect. That real respect, you know, that other boxers get. I don't even have that for myself because of what I've showcased in boxing fights. I've told you, I'm the realest person for myself also. Like, I'm like, I know I have it. But fuck, come fight night. I don't know why it was that but I fixed that. I truly believe I fixed that. And I just can't wait to go in there and really show what I can do.
Do you think you show that in Costa Rica? Or do you think you show it in I'm using air quotes, the big fight that's coming in America?
No, Costa Rica. Why am I going to show you? No, Costa Rica. I can think now. The craziest part is like trying to get
so it's
boxing
not a...
fans to really believe me when I say I couldn't think
So for you, it's not a matter of opponent. It's just a matter of being able to fight and then know that you can do it now.
I know, and this is going to sound cocky because you guys are probably going to be like, I know I box beautiful. I know people who see me in the freaking gym, that's why I'd be like, yo, I train. I know what I can do in the gym, and I love the way my movement is with it's it, this guy tells me, and he's a well-respected trainer. It's like the way you move is not the way a woman moves. You move like a man, but that's not fun to say because I'm a woman. And I want all women to be like, you know, we move like women, and we're chingonas on that. You know, we don't have to be compared to men, but I know what I have, and I can't wait. I can't wait to go in there.
What?
I was going to say, you got more questions?
I got Washington, D.C., DMV area, the best dad ever says, hey, Queen, what are your goals this year, and who are your favorite fighters to watch?
My goal this year is to show what I know, what I can do. I want to say a word, but it's going to give out what I have coming next. But I know I can. I really, really believe in myself, and I know I can, and I'll become champion this year.
Mm.
Not in just one category, one belt. So I'm very confident in that.
So you plan on dropping, or because you're not going back to 68, you're saying, because you're 164, 65, walk around. Mm-hmm. So when you say multiple division champ, you're going to go down.
I'll fight at 154 and 160.
Okay. Yeah, no, I mean, I'm just looking, and it looks like the last, most of them, right? Yeah, most of them have been at 60.
Yeah.
So.
And I love that I'm such an underdog in anything that I go into now. I'm excited about that.
I got a question Rick Ramos put in the chat, if I could really quick.
He
said, would you come to Chicago for a workout?
Yes, I haven't gotten to you, Rick, because I've been on here. But, yes, I'm going to take him up on that. So, yes, for sure. I'll go out there for the week that you said and then hit up Juliana Pena, but she's out in Chi-Town.
Right.
Also,
now, I wonder if Rick is saying for a workout or he wants you to spar with Jessica.
I'll move in there with it, but I'm much bigger than Jessica.
I know.
Yeah,
no, I know. That's
how to
why
work. I know how to work. Absolutely.
That's why I'm just asking. Maybe he just wants to get to know you better
for the show.
For the show.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, feel the chemistry maybe.
I love going everywhere and moving around.
What's the update? What's going on with the children's book?
I have two children's books out.
Okay,
It's, well, it's bilingual. Well, they're Spanish and English.
Okay.
Tia Thama and Auntie Loves You. I have 12 nieces and nephews.
Wow, so you're doing everything.
I love it.
That's what's up.
I love it. Yeah.
What inspired that? Like,
I have 12 nieces and nephews, and it's just since day one they were born, and the love that that they showed me and that they gave me, and what I knew was in store, as in like all the memories to build and everything like that. And it's cool. The illustration, the guy who did it, did a really great job.
Okay,
that's dope.
Yeah.
So where can we get them?
Amazon, Barnes & Noble. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, I love you.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
Any plans on any more books?
Yeah. For sure. I want to do one about a dog. And then later on, do one on my life. But that's like, I still have a lot to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I think that is all the questions. Any super chats for her? I just got a few more. Victor Banuelos, do you have time for two more?
Of course.
Victor Banuelos says, being a female fighter, can you see yourself being able to date a man who does not know how to fight? Hashtag stay chingona.
I'd be fine with that. But as long as I don't have to see that. When I see, I was once dating this guy and he's threw a few punches, and I was like, oh, no, don't do that. I just can't see that.
And if you see he doesn't have any swag throwing the punches, like, no. I can't date you no more.
No, I just don't want to see it. Do that when I'm not around.
Funny. That's
a risk, though.
What?
Like, dating somebody who can't protect you, can't fight, like, that's a risk.
I got him. Shit. Get me out. That's all.
Yo, get me out. Shout out to Fast Break Bell Bonds. Listen, James Benitez in Alabama says, I'm such a fan after hearing your story. Glad you overcame your past. I'm a new fan of yours and wish you the best in your career and future. So no question, just a statement.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Follow me at Mari Cornejo Boxing.
Yes.
I was just going to tell everybody to, yeah, that's usually my thing on the outro. Let everybody know where they could follow you if they haven't done so already, but you did. So we thank you for giving us this time on short notice. It was fun and very informative. I did not know any of this. Wow.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity to, speak a little bit about it all.
Yeah, it was fun.
And go cop the book.
Yes.
Yes.
Amazon or Barnes and Nobles.
And what? Two names.
No, Linktree is not in your link.
Yeah. Oh. My bio, just Linktree and you.
There you go. Find it right on her Instagram bio so you can just, you know exactly where to find it.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, of course, man. We got to help each other out. We look forward to having you back on. There will or will not be any sort of TV streaming for the Costa Rica fight?
Yes, there will.
Oh, wow. Yes. Okay.
I'll announce that way in. when we are both present.
Right. And Wade's been made. So definitely go follow.
Yeah, you got to follow her if you want to see her next fight because she's not making announcements to the way in. Too many pullouts.
I know. It hurts my heart. It hurts my heart. And truly, I just rather go drinking tequila alone if I freaking get that. And nobody knows.
What kind of tequila you drink?
Oh, Añejo, Clase Azul.
Clase Azul.
Yeah.
Okay.
This guy's he's a 42, right?
Yeah, I'm a 42 guy, but
42. You know what? Have you made your way to Clase Azul?
I've made my way to Clase Azul. I don't know. It's just
I'd rather have Don Julio Añejo versus 42.
Really?
I think it's so much more smoother.
See, I think
I'm not a tequila drinker.
I'm straight to Herraduras.
Oh, hell no.
Nah, is that bad?
Yeah. No, it's just not my
Also, Casa Azul, I just experienced.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I could drink that like water, shit.
Damn. Hey, you think I'm expensive with the tequila. She's expensive with the tequila.
Casa Azul is expensive?
The Añejo is, yeah.
Is that the porcelain bottle?
Oh, there's a white one with the blue.
Right.
Yeah,
oh, so the next, the black one,
black
the gold.
One?
Wow. I've seen it. Yeah.
Damn, Rico, you sound good on a studio mic.
Yo, what up?
You hear yourself, huh?
I hear myself.
Can I sing? No. Yeah.
You can sing.
No, I got
to
go.
All right. Well, we thank you once again, and look forward to getting you back on.
Great.
Yes, we need to take the picture with us, so let's go to a quick intermission. And in the meantime, let me see, where's this new Benavidez one? I got a Benavidez one. Where'd I put that? Let me find that real quick. Sorry. But go ahead. You guys could go out. I'll be there in one segundo. I just want to leave my audience with a little tunes. We made a new Benavidez drop. Shout out to SDS Promotions and Brandon Lenz in Houston holding us down with all the dope audio tracks.
Brandon in Houston.
And this is the Benavidez. So I already added it this morning, but I lost it. So I'm going to just add it again.
El Bandera Roja, David Benavidez.
I'm the boogeyman, and I'm coming to get
you. Everybody that's in 168, you know, I'm coming for everybody. It doesn't matter who it is. Carlo, Caleb Plant, Canelo, I'm coming for all of them.
It doesn't have a fight, but it's my personal thing. He's ducking Benavidez.
I think everybody wants to see me against Canelo, right? David Benavidez.
Yo,
this brother right here. I'd like to see Canelo against somebody like that.
I definitely like punishing and hurting individuals. That's what I love.
Corner. And now Benavidez unloading.
I got a lot of power too, and I go punches and munches, and I don't get tired.
Through the jab, leads with the right, and there's that hand speed.
I'm ready to fight whoever, whenever. I can beat Canelo tomorrow, and I can beat Charlo tomorrow too.
The big Charlo want to get it too?
So Charlo would be the alternative?
He don't want to get in the ring with me, because he's a pussy, that's why.
TheBoxingBoys.com. I've never liked Caleb Plant. It's never been a secret. I never liked Caleb Plant. At the end of the day, I'm not open to swearing.
I don't want to be nobody's friend. I'm here to knock people out.
If you don't want to get knocked out, don't mention my name. In this game, it really is kill or be killed. You know, it's either you or me, and I pick me all the time.
Finish him.
SDS promotion.
The Boogeyman. And I'm coming to get you.
When Benavides gets cooking, it's like fighting an octopus.
El Bandera Roja, David Benavides.
I'm the Boogeyman. And I'm coming to get you.
Everybody that's in 168, you know, I'm coming for everybody. It doesn't matter who it is. Tarlo, Caleb Plant, Canelo, I'm coming for all of them.
Canelo, have a good fight. But it's my personal thing. He's ducking Benavides.
I think everybody wants to see me against Canelo, right? David Benavides.
Yo, he's a beast.
This brother right here. I'd like to see Canelo against somebody like that.
I definitely like punishing and hurting individuals. That's what I love to do. I got a lot of power, too, and I throw punches as much, and I don't get tired.
He's a jab. Leads with the right, and there's that hand speed.
I'm ready to fight whoever, whenever. I can beat Canelo tomorrow, and I can beat Charlo tomorrow, too.
The big Charlo want to get it, too?
So Charlo would be the alternative?
He don't want to get in the ring with me, because he's a pussy, that's why.
TheBoxingBoys.com. I've never liked Caleb Plant. It's never been a secret. I never liked Caleb Plant. At the end of the day, I'm not nobody's friend. I don't want to be nobody's friend. I'm here to knock people out. If you don't want to get knocked out, don't mention my name. In this game, it really is kill or be killed. You know, it's either you or me, and I pick me all the time.
Finish him.
SDS promotion.
I'm the Boogeyman. And I'm coming to get you.
Benavides gets cooking, it's like fighting an octopus.
El Bandera Roja, David Benavides.
I'm the Boogeyman. And I'm coming to get you.
Everybody that's in 168, you know, I'm coming for everybody. It doesn't matter who it is. Tarlo, Caleb Plant, Canelo, I'm coming for all of them.
Canelo, have a good fight. But it's my personal thing. He's ducking Benavides.
I think everybody wants to see me against Canelo, right? David Benavides.
Yo, he's a beast.
This brother right here. I'd like to see Canelo against somebody like that.
I definitely like punishing and hurting individuals. That's what I love to do. I got a lot of power, too, and I throw punches as much, and I don't get tired.
He's a jab. Leads with the right, and there's that hand speed.
I'm ready to fight whoever, whenever. I can beat Canelo tomorrow, and I can beat Charlo tomorrow, too.
The big Charlo want to get it, too?
So Charlo would be the alternative?
He don't want to get in the ring with me, because he's a pussy, that's why.
TheBoxingBoys.com. I've never liked Caleb Plant. It's never been a secret. I never liked Caleb Plant. At the end of the day, I'm not nobody's friend. I don't want to be nobody's friend. I'm here to knock people out. If you don't want to get knocked out, don't mention my name. In this game, it really is kill or be killed.
Yo. Can I mention took our picture with Maricela.
Very nice person.
Very nice person. Amazing story. So happy she gave us some time to go ahead and share that story with our audience, because I'm sure we weren't aware. I know I was not. But if you are watching this, don't forget to hit that thumbs up button. It's absolutely free, costs you absolutely nothing, but it's going to help with the visibility of the show. It's going to put this episode in the eyes of other boxing fans that haven't heard Maricela's, life story. And, it'll let them know that this is a safe haven, a place where they can call in, voice their opinion, and talk about anything in the sport of boxing. Enrique, we got a lot of topics today, man, but you were traveling. You're in Vegas. Shout out to Enrique in the studio.
First time here, man. Looks great, man. Feels far, far away. Toto, we not in Kansas anymore.
Word, right? The come up, baby.
Exactly.
Damn. Mama, I made it. Yo, I seen you just sitting back, leaning in a chair, looking at the screen. Like, you was just, like, admiring the view, huh?
Yeah, man. This place has some technology in it, I must say.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Came up. Congrats, Nesta Gibbs.
Yeah, man. How'd it feel to be, you know, they was like, yo, Ness, you got two guests outside. Yeah. They had somebody waiting for you. They offer you water?
They gave me water, tea.
They paid the Uber?
They did not pay the Uber.
Oh, shit. Mayweather's Uber got paid. We had Mayweather this morning. Jeff.
Oh, Jeff. Okay.
Yeah, I
was about to say, Mayweather took an Uber? Yo, he drove the Bugatti.
A Bugatti Uber. He had a Bugatti Uber.
Yeah, Jeff Mayweather. Nah, he came through for real.
Yeah.
All right, they paid his Uber, man.
Yeah. How was your flight?
My flight was kind of smooth, man.
Where you flew out of, New York or Jersey?
Nah, Jersey, Newark.
And it was straight?
Straight.
Damn, United?
United.
Nice.
I got the Airbus, the one, a long time I haven't seen this
what?
Kind of aircraft.
Where you can lay back in it?
Nah, the three in the middle row and then two on the left.
Oh,
right.
Wow.
Yeah, I have to spend a minute.
Damn, that's a big flight.
No turbulence. And they were like, yo, it's going to be some turbulence. So fasten your seatbelt. Shit was real smooth, man. So hopefully I get that kind of flight on the way back.
For sure.
For sure, man. So,
but you don't have a return flight, right?
Nah, but
yeah,
I want.
That's
I gotta,
how my man works, though.
I gotta get
love,
home
I love
Sunday.
That my man works like that. He just brings you out. You stuck out here.
Yo, word. Nah, I gotta go home on Sunday, man. I got shit to do Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
But you going to San Diego from here?
Going to San Diego on Saturday, I think, if that's the plan that
and
they stick in.
The plan is for you to go and check out the Fight Stars Fight Mansion.
Fight Star Fight Mansion, scout it out, see what we could do, create an episode with a fighter in the house at, you know, activating that house for its purpose and, you know, come up with some visual ideas and make a movie.
Beautiful.
Or
beautiful.
Episode, rather.
Nice.
I brought my man, Brian Justiano, who's here. He's a producer in real life, so he's going to help facilitate the process where I only could focus on, you know, creativity. You know, not like how you are everywhere in Border Wars. You need that left arm, that right arm, you know what I'm saying, and the hat somewhere else. So we together and we're going to do that. We're going to meet Patrick. You have to meet him.
Yo, my man Danny is like, yo, bruh, we got to get you some wipes, man. My man, stay making a mess. He done fed the table coffee this morning. Now he's feeding the fucking fake
the coffee.
Bang,
was,
what is that?
The coffee was an hour ago.
Yo, what is Bang? That's an energy drink.
It is an energy.
Yeah, they came through.
Is that the sponsor?
It was a conversation.
It was a conversation.
So they had a conversation where they gave us some product. I can't push something out. That's just too sweet for me.
Word. But what is it for? What's
it's supposed to be an energy drink, but I think I'm just biased, Red Bull biased.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right,
so, like,
Red
all
Bull.
Those other red energy drinks don't make it. The one we had in Atlanta was kind of good, though.
Oh,
like,
yeah, I remember that
24
one.
24 carat or something it was
something
called.
Like that, yeah.
It's crazy.
Yo,
it's
crazy.
I got a member's, you know, Etho Cool. He's celebrating 12 months of membership. That's 1 year. Shout out to you. You a contender. Salute. Shit. He says, started from the bottom. Now we're here. Thank Shout you. Out to Rike. Yo. Awesome to see Ness and Cash together. More blessings to come. TBV for life. You already know, champ. Appreciate you.
Yo, that's crazy because as you read right before you interrupted me, I was about to say, yo, it's amazing. I just look right at you across the room.
Word.
You know, instead of a screen. I'm
fucking
like,
whack ass screen.
Yo, I see the insulated Crocs on. You know,
the dual comfort. Yo, my man, yo, he really loved them Crocs. He wears them daily.
I'm going to buy like 3, 4, 5 more pairs.
I believe you, man.
Yo, but you got to start getting a little charms like everybody got. They be having like charms on their shit.
I ain't doing that.
You know you're going to.
Little
that.
Diamonds in there.
Yeah, man.
I ain't doing
Be
that.
Like Devin, man. Don't put your diamonds in your teeth. Put it in your Crocs. Be the first one.
I'm pretty sure somebody got diamond Crocs.
Nah, they out there. I've seen them.
Damn, diamond Crocs?
Like diamonds on the Crocs.
Yo, what you think about your man Colbert? What Tracy Morgan say?
Oh, I ain't see it.
Oh, you
see
ain't seen him?
Nah, but I know Colbert.
I said your mans. You know that's my mans before that shit get taken the wrong way.
Yeah. Colbert, nah, he lost, right? That's what you saying was up to. Yeah, that kind of hurt me too.
Yeah, it did. That shit was whack.
Hurt
I
my
hate
feeling.
That he lost.
Yeah, I hate that he lost. But he took it like a man. He was
he
like,
did.
You know,
yeah,
you
they said Cavs got on
They
buff. Say
Cavs got buff. Nah, he got buff. That's what I'm saying. Look like a football player. You working out?
Y'all been doing 100 push-ups every morning nonstop.
How many mornings straight?
31 day since the 31st of January till this morning.
Wow.
Yeah.
Even with traveling, you bust
Even
them out.
With travel. Well, I'm not going to lie. I did about 50 took a quick cold shower and left. I barely slept, man.
Yeah.
You know.
Nah, but it's working then, you know. It's working.
Good, man, because I started feeling like I was getting fat, you know.
Yo, they said insulated Crocs. Ha ha, Danny Fancy out this bitch.
Yo, real fancy. All black everything.
Yo. So damn, so you gonna be here tomorrow?
I'm gonna be here tomorrow.
Oh, all right.
That's what, oh, y'all doing some live, you gonna have a full house.
Yeah, we gonna be in here with we got Joe Exotica in the building.
Wait, who Joe Exotica? Mr. Tiger King?
Yeah. But like the impersonator.
Nah, it's the real Joe Exotica. He got
what y'all doing, like an untitled or something?
Nah, he's got what you call that? Furlough.
Furlough, like he got fired or some shit?
Nah. Really? You know he locked up.
Oh yeah, yeah. So what you mean furlough though?
He getting a furlough.
From jail?
Yeah.
What's that mean? They let him out?
Yeah. For the weekend.
Oh, okay. Oh, I got
it. No, you. That's the thing. Oh, y'all don't believe me, huh?
Nah.
Y'all ain't know you could get furlough from jail?
Nah, I ain't know that.
Word is on.
I did not know
for
furlough.
Like a funeral though, right?
Many different reasons.
Like
it could be
well,
a work
funeral only.
Could be a work furlough. You could do just weekends.
But I thought that was work release.
No, work release is another thing where you are in jail and you get released to go to work daily.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's mad option. But I'm saying, obviously, that's to like, depending on, you know.
But you escort it if you furlough.
Nah. You talking about like what he was just saying, like funeral. Going to the funeral. Nah. So like you could be in a halfway house and get a furlough.
I knew.
I thought you was out if you were in the halfway house.
Nah, you halfway out though.
Yeah, you halfway out.
You halfway out. Though.
You in the house though. That's not like in Watertown. I felt like we were in a halfway house.
at the breakfast.
Yeah, they said Reek out here looking like he about to be in Power Reboot as the new Ghost.
which one was Ghost?
What?
The main character.
But I was a slim dude. So what they got to do with me?
You look in shape. Ghost was in shape.
Oh, yo, good looking out, man. I didn't know what that meant.
This fucking guy.
Yeah. So let's go to topic number two, man. Charlo Munguia, 90% done. Charlo versus Munguia. Again, like I said earlier, if this was Charlo reporting it or like Boxing Scene reporting that it's 90, but it's Munguia. So I believe this might happen. Like 90, it's only 10% away.
Right.
If Munguia's out here saying it, he must want this fight.
Sounds like he does.
I know.
It's a big rep.
It's a little weird though, right? Because I got like this feeling. I feel like the public has made him look like a dude that avoids certain fights.
Munguia. Okay.
So to now be in a position where he is physically saying he's 10% away from getting this done with Charlo, someone who technically he's already avoided in the sense that, you know, he could have just fought Charlo. Instead, he's fighting Adamus or some shit, right? Who was that he just fought? In an eliminator, Dervianchenko?
Mm.
You know, that was unnecessary. Or he wanted to fight Dervianchenko in an eliminator. Did that fight ever happen?
With who?
Jaime.
Nah.
Okay, so he was supposed to fight Dervianchenko in an eliminator versus fighting Charlo. Dervianchenko loses to Adamus. So now, you know, he could fight Adamus, but it's like, again, you can just fight Charlo.
Right.
He was also the WBO mandatory to just fight Andre and didn't. So, I don't know.
Yo, lately, Charlo been getting a lot of, like, you know, on Twitter world, putting up his last four opponents, just like making him a weak competitor for Canelo.
More
for Canelo.
I mean, his last four or five, they are terrible.
Dervianchenko was the biggest one out of all four.
Out of all four, and he was coming off two losses.
Right, and now
he's the back.
Now Jaime, if he beats Jaime,
he just lost to Adamus, a 54-pounder who moved up. So it's like, Dervianchenko who?
Oh, Dervianchenko took the loss.
Yeah. He lost to Adamus, the Bronco, Dominican.
Right. Damn. So I feel like there's something inside, and I could be wrong, district attorney. Right?
Damn.
Danny Alvarez, DA.
Oh, shit. Now I get it. Now I get it.
I didn't even get it.
But he always got, like, you know, he's like the district
attorney. Now he knows the facts.
Yeah, he started pulling everything out, right? So I was just going to say, I don't know. For me, it seemed like Jaime's too soon for Munguia to fight Charlo.
No, of course.
Didn't Charlo with Jamal or Jamel KO Lubin?
Jamel.
All right. So 54.
Yeah.
All right. The Jamal is the one that they're saying don't have power.
Who's saying that? Twitter?
I don't know.
And I get that because he ain't knocking out 54 pounders. He ain't knock out Adams, right? He ain't knock out Brandon Adams.
No, that was that went the distance.
Exactly.
He
ain't knock out. Did he knock out Hogan? No, he ain't fight Hogan. No. Let me just pull up his shit.
So right. Why he
pulling
that up?
But this is what I'm saying, though. Your resume, that, and I don't want to call it trash, you know, but it's that uninteresting that we don't remember.
Right.
Who you fought. We don't remember.
The common opponent is Rosado, right?
Nah.
Nah,
that's the other Jamal.
Damn,
that's the other Charlo.
To keep up to.
Why?
Now,
crazy.
I know the names now based off Jamal is fight Canelo fight.
Yeah,
that's
how,
the big one.
Yeah, that's the big one. So then Jamal, you know, that's the Terrence Crawford. So now I got the names correct.
Let me get a screen share there, Austin. We got Juan Macias Montiel, Sergey Dervianchenko, Dennis Hogan, Brandon Adams, and Matt Korobov. Those are the last five.
But still, even if you keep going back, Hugo Centeno.
Another 54-pounder moving up. Jorge Sebastian Hyland, one-legged.
Scroll down.
No, that's when he fought.
J-Rock.
He had a better resume at 54.
Yeah, but at 60, that's, you know.
No, at 60, it's not up to par. Look at Google. Look at Google tracking me, sending me vet parts and shit.
Yeah. Yo, so bottom line, though, too soon for Jaime?
Hell, I
think so.
Listen, it is too soon in the sense that I don't think he could beat more, but at the same time, I feel like both of them need this fight. Look at who they've been fighting.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And honestly, maybe Jaime fighting, let me pull him up. He might be fighting a more, I don't know.
More competitive opponents?
I mean, he fought Rosado.
That's
that was
the only
a good
one.
Fight. You know, then before that, he fought Sedimenta, just like Triple G, Terriano Johnson. I mean, these names aren't any better than Charlo's last five, but these are all legit 160-pounders.
So they're in the same place. Then.
None of these do. No, they're not. Jaime didn't bring anybody up.
Oh.
Even though he is a smaller man moving up from 54, just like Charlo, he ain't bring anybody up. Everybody here, they were natural 60-pounders, you know. Gary O'Sullivan, he fought Billy Joe Saunders. Terriano Johnson, he a natural 60-pounder. Sedimenta fought Triple G at 60. At this point, Rosado is even bigger than a 60.
Right.
He'd be fighting at 68. And Ballard's been 60 all his career. So, like, you know, unlike Charlo's resume, where some of those opponents that he fought, he brought them up. Dennis Hogan was a 54 right before he fought Charlo.
Yeah.
It wasn't like he had a couple 60 fights. You know, Brandon Adams, you know, even though he, you know, Brandon, let me just double check, because Brandon did fight at 54 in the Boxino tournament, but that was a while ago. He's been at 60. You know, he caught a catch weight not too long ago, but he was at 60 for a minute. He had at least, what, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 fights with the Charlo fight. So I guess you can't take that one away, but he is a 54-pounder moving up. But, yeah, man, I mean, I like the fight. I think regardless if it's too soon or he's not ready, they both need this fight. They
right.
both need a big-name fight for each other. This is good.
90% done, and that's being said by Golden Boy.
No, by Munguia.
By Munguia. Who is Golden Boy, though?
I mean, he is Munguia.
Yeah, he's with Golden Boy, but, you know, if he's saying it's done, it's better him than Oscar, in my opinion.
Ooh.
Because you're
always,
a promoter.
It's always better coming from the person's mouth.
From the fighter, yeah.
Yeah, because I don't, you know, I know a promoter's here to promote. Like, you missed this topic, but I'll double it back because of the context. It's like Eddie is telling us that Joshua
right.
would jump at the Wilder fight right now in the interim. But it's not AJ saying. If it was
right.
AJ saying, I'd be like, oh, shit.
Keyword, would.
Exactly.
Would.
Word.
Tim.
Let me get a screen share. Is this the audio here? Let me see. Do we got audio or is this just a fucking picture? What is this? Just a picture? Okay. Well, there it is. That's all you get. This is how everybody knows that Jaime Munguia is almost finished because of the 90%. I thought this would have been some audio. It is not. Whatever.
90% done. That's a fight, though. And that's a fight.
I don't know, man. I'm shocked it's going to happen. I'm shocked a guy like Oscar, right, who's topic number four, in that article where he's discussing why he believes he's finally figured out the reason that Canelo is upset at him.
Right.
He also goes into saying that Jaime and Gilberto are the future and that he really looks forward to matching them both with Canelo. If you're really trying to put Jaime in with Canelo, why would you put him in there with Charlo first unless you're okay with him taking a loss possibly?
What? Yeah, that's you with the whole mindset of like, yo, he ain't going to win. They probably have the mindset like, yo, he beats Charlo. He makes noise.
Listen, you're right. If you're Golden Boy matchmakers and you just watched that Charlo fight with Juan Manuel Macias, you're looking at it like Jaime fights way better than Juan Manuel. Jaime punches way harder than Montiel. So, and he punches in combinations. Like, man, he overwhelmed Rosado. I thought Rosado was going to do better.
Me too.
Like,
yeah,
way better.
Yeah, for sure.
Way better. He overwhelmed Rosado. And, you know, unless Charlo could crack him with some shit that earned some major respect.
Right.
Well,
Rosado peaked out, though. Rosado peaked out. So.
What you mean by peaked out?
Peaked out. Like, he's past his prime.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying?
But he had way more experience than Jaime. That's what we were banking on.
He does got more experience than Jaime.
You know, Jaime ain't been on that level. Rosado has. Rosado was hot, too. He was coming off a controversial loss to Jacobs that people thought he won. You know, arguably the draw with Aries, people thought he won. You know, he knocked out Beck the Bully, who's actually coming back in a tune-up. But, yeah, Rosado was on a up. I mean, look at him. He opening up gyms. He living in Cali from Philly.
Silk sheets, man.
Bruh, you in Cali from Philly.
Right.
Like, people escaping Cali to Vegas. He going from Philly to Cali.
You
know what I'm saying?
With Freddie Roach.
Training with Freddie Roach. He taking his chunk out that check. So Rosado was all right. You know what I'm saying? He all right.
And movies.
Movies.
You know, he's obviously...
Sylvester Stallone, right? Wasn't he did something with Sylvester? Or was
Creed,
that?
Creed.
Okay.
Creed, yeah.
Yeah, that's Sylvester. That's Sylvester.
Yeah.
And I want to say maybe even the last the last Rocky. Yup, the last Rocky.
What do you mean last Rocky? I thought the Rocky franchise became Creed.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is the last Rocky, like the last one that was actually called Rocky.
Right.
He was in.
Damn.
He was in. Because that's when
Stallone fought Antonio Tarver?
No, that's when he became the trainer.
Who?
Rocky.
He started training Michael B. Jordan, remember? And he was supposed to be fighting the
cat. Oh, that was Creed.
Yeah. Oh,
that was
the
original
Creed.
Creed.
Yeah,
yeah.
That was Creed.
That's what I'm telling you, man. Rocky wasn't out since like early 2000s.
No, but last one.
I did this TikTok. Which I think, man, does Rocky deserve to be in the Hall of Fame?
Yes.
Rocky.
Me too, man. That's
like
what
Rocky
said.
Balboa? Or
yeah.
Like Sylvester Stallone is literally in the Hall of Fame, but people be catching feelings about that.
I mean, some boxers are going to be like, yo, I'm a real fighter. I deserve it.
Rocky. I mean, become memorable. Ain't Rocky memorable?
I mean, he got the Oscar.
And how many people come out to the Rocky song? Fighters.
Yeah,
now, that's respect.
It's historic, and I mean, one of the tourist attractions, one of the things to do is go run the Rocky steps.
Right.
You know, recreate that moment. They got the Rocky Balboa statue standing right next to the steps. So, no, I mean, the guy's legendary. He's historic. So
he belongs in the Boxing Hall of Fame because of that?
Yeah, I believe so.
I just think he belongs in it because he made people believe
that they get fit.
Yeah, bro. Like, so many people. He influenced people.
I was gonna say,
he influenced more people to be boxers than real boxers.
That's what I was about to say. That perhaps might be the reason why he can go into the Hall of Fame.
Word, man.
Because he influenced me to do push-ups and sit-ups.
Damn.
As a kid.
Let's go.
Didn't you start running? Like, da-da-da-da. You ain't start running?
That's what I said. Yeah. Everybody be like, come on, like, getting stronger. Like, yo, they wild
for that jog.
It's whack that this generation, like, his kids ain't gonna watch Rocky.
Nah, they gonna watch Creed though.
Hopefully, he don't got no kids now. First Creed came out what year? Check it.
Shit, like 2010.
Damn, they ain't watching that.
But
Maybe I'm
10. His kids ain't watching that. He don't got one yet. His kids ain't watching that.
Nah, because I'm
telling you,
we
man.
We watch movies that we weren't born at.
Yeah, but sometimes it's hard. Like, I ain't one of those dudes that's all big on Godfathers. I went back
and
watched it.
I never watched it.
2015, you never seen the Godfather?
Yeah.
I never seen the Godfather.
I said I ain't one of them dudes that's big on it. Like, I went back and watched it because of dudes like you. Right. Talking like that shit fire. That shit long.
That shit boring, too.
Shit long as hell, man.
No, I couldn't get it. I try to watch. I watched Scarface many times.
Okay.
I try to rewatch
but that
it.
That ain't a long one. What's that? 2.5, maybe?
That was a long one, nah.
I ain't feel like no 3 hours.
No, it probably was shorter than Godfather. But I watched it a lot growing up, Scarface.
Yeah.
I wasn't allowed to watch it. When I was growing up, because
83, that came out in 83.
What, Godfather?
Scarface.
Yeah, Scarface.
Yeah. But I bet pull up Godfather first one. That shit black and white.
That shit was like 72.
72.
It was.
Yeah.
Told you.
Yeah.
Told you.
That was a year before my mom was born.
Bro, that shit too old. Even I'm old, and I thought that was old. Like to go back and watch that shit was old.
Yeah.
I watched it because people act like it's so good.
Yeah, people do act like it's a classic. You know, people act like Raging Bull's a classic. I do want to see Raging Bull after I saw the trailer. I'm like, yo, this shit look wild different.
But you come from that
different
world.
Than
see?
Rocky. You know what I mean?
He comes from that cinematography world. So it's like, to him, and didn't Scorsese do that bullshit?
Scorsese did it.
See, so people automatically, oh, Scorsese
did it.
UK, oh, Raging Bull. Man, that shit double
yo,
whack.
But do you know the storyline?
I wish YouTube ain't flagged. We could put that shit up.
Do
so
you know the storyline?
Did you see my man Nose?
Yeah. But he saw Rocky face on part one.
Come
look
on,
like vomit
man.
Face. Rocky. Yo, didn't he?
Remember the little fake rubber vomit?
Yeah. His face looked like rubber vomit on his eye.
Yo.
Nah, but Raging Bull, I've never watched, but I've seen the trailer. I watched the trailer, and I'm like, damn, I got to watch this film. I just never really had that moment to sit down and dedicate the time to it.
Which film?
Raging Bull.
Nah.
I watched the trailer. The trailer was hot, you know? The trailer looked hot.
I hear you, man.
When you get home and you puff one, throw the trailer on.
Nah, man.
Turn your, like,
that's
man.
What trailer's supposed to do.
Yeah,
that
they're supposed
true.
To
that
excite you, but when you watch it, it ain't what it is.
Nah,
that
no.
You don't even know who won in Rocky.
What you mean?
The final fight. They don't even announce the winner.
They don't supposed
that's why
to.
It's so great. That's
right, so who won?
It brings you to the second one.
Now, but who won, though?
It was Rocky.
Rocky lost.
But he won.
Apollo Creed won.
But he won.
No, he won. What we call that? When the fighter lose, but he still wins.
Yeah, he was the people's champ. Yeah. Why you think Apollo's trainer was like, dog, don't take this fight. That style's all wrong for you. The second time, because he wanted to give him a rematch, he's like, dog, we don't need this bum. Don't take that style. Remember that episode? That part?
They fought a third time.
Mm-hmm.
In the gym.
And we ain't get the answer to that.
No, but having those questions is what makes shit so great. My favorite TV show of all time, The Sopranos. What happened at the end?
Neutral caller, call it raging bullshit. Yeah, hell yeah, that new Batman was fire.
You watched it already?
What?
Yeah, cool.
Yo, I ain't in love with him. What's his name?
I don't watch Batman.
Yeah.
He's still Rob Pattinson. This motherfucker still sounded all Twilighty and shit, man. He's still same fucking soft-spoken ass bullshit voice. At least Affleck, you know, I guess they added some sort of fucking,
I am Batman.
You know, even Christian Bale had that deep, I'm Batman. You know what
I mean? Yeah,
who
are you? Batman.
Yeah, he's more like, Batman. It's like, what the fuck?
I'm Batman from Twilight.
Yeah. Yo, he still had the Twilight voice, but
I'm Batman from Twilight.
But he did his thing. It was pretty dope. Plus, isn't that, you in the music world, you know this guy, Lenny Kravitz's daughter?
Oh, yeah, Zoe Kravitz. Yes.
She killed that part. She killed it. She's real good,
She's a slayer.
You know what's crazy? She also was in X-Men First Class.
Wasn't she also Catwoman?
No, she is Catwoman.
She is Catwoman.
Yeah. But her Catwoman and Halle Berry's Catwoman, it ain't even the same. See,
different era Catwoman.
It's definitely, because Halle Berry,
different
kind
of beauty.
Oh, well, I wasn't even talking about the physical. I'm talking about more the storyline. Like, Halle Berry, she had like a freak accident and, I don't know, start acting like a cat. This girl just likes cats.
Ah, she's a
you
cat
know what I'm saying?
Girl.
They didn't make it all fucking creepy weird. But that's because, you know, times are changing.
Times
you know?
Change. Well,
it was pretty dope, though. I like the Batmobile. They made it more realistic than most Batmans.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, his Batmobile wasn't this shit that, you know, the government made, like, the last time he had this big-ass fucking...
Who made it now?
Oh, it was looked like a regular fucking Challenger, to be honest with you. Soup the fuck up. The whole engine was in the back.
I don't know what it was, but I was imagining a Bugatti for some strange
reason. I don't know. It was huge.
Like the front, you know what I'm saying?
No, because that's how the older Batman's mobiles used to be, all crazy. You know, the last one was pretty good. It was obviously, you know, some sort of military vehicle that the Christian Bale Batman used. But again, it's like, how is he buying that shit? Yeah, he's rich. He's Bruce Wayne. But like,
how is he buying it,
bro? Can you just buy a fucking military fucking one off truck?
Oh,
it's a one off. Like, did you not see the Christian Bale Batmobile where the shit eventually even turned into a motorcycle? Yeah, man, I'm done.
I never watched them shits.
What?
So
Joker, I watched the Joker.
First of all, are you a movie dude?
Because I'm not into like Marvel.
But the Christian Bale, that three, what's the fucking director's name, bro? He's like super duper. Christopher Nolan, what the fuck is wrong with you? He's like this, one of the best directors in the world. He's like up there. What's the dude that did the fucking Avatar shit? He's up there with him. You wilding right now.
Yo.
I think his brother was the one that wrote the screen for screenplay or the script, whatever. Yeah,
with Charlie.
Damn, he looks so crazy now. You really be like lounging.
Yeah, he was lounging. Like he looked like the Godfather.
Yeah. Look how tall he got.
I got a bad bet.
Nah, I hear you, champ. Whatever's comfortable.
Nah, but so with everything we talking about, so with Charlo not having fought since June.
Mm-hmm.
Has
it been since June?
Since June.
And he's going through all this court shit. Let's get into that news and know both he and his brother are being charged for this shit. But let's be clear. For those that don't know what's going on.
Well, Jamal's clear.
A new article today, I put in the prepro. They both being charged.
Oh, yeah, the TMZ article.
They both being charged, man. Let me pull it up and get you the quotes.
But it's a misdemeanor charge.
Well, in Texas, it's different.
No, they said that it's like a max of like 1 year.
Yeah. And it's a felony, though. If it's a misdemeanor, it can't be a felony. But I don't know. We'll see here. It says, according to the Fort Bend County Courts, an arrest warrant is being sought for the lenial WBC, WBA, IBF junior middleweight champion stemming from a family incident last September 5th for which twin brother Jamal Charlo was arrested and awaits his first court hearing. Court records indicate that district attorney, not Daniel Alvarez, district attorney's office is prepared to charge Jamal with one count of terroristic threats of a family or household member, a Class A misdemeanor in the state of Texas. According to the court documents, a copy of which was obtained by Boxing Scene, a still active court case file was opened upon fielding the complaint's statement. After which an arrest warrant was generated. So, yeah, it looks like they're both getting
charged.
Yeah, charged, bro.
But wasn't one already in it?
Yes,
Jamal
was in it already, so now they added Jamal.
Yeah, but it's just Texas wildin'. So I could see Jamal beefing.
Right.
Yo, and you know that my what I told you in studio the last time, it still hasn't come out.
I don't know what that is.
Even with all this family shit. But I'm going to just say, my hypothetical is he beefing, you know, I ain't gonna say it.
Yeah. Nah, but all right, your family could drop it or the state took over?
Because they could always take over.
Yeah, the state could always.
And that's Commonwealth over there, right, in Texas, right? They don't have guidelines. They don't follow, like, you know, Jersey and New York is like 2C. They don't follow that. They Commonwealth. But, all right, so, look, basically he's beefing with his family member. So, you know, he's about to fight. So he says some shit. That's why he gets arrested. So right. Now the brothers getting arrested for the same thing. Probably was like, man, I'll fuck you up. Terroristic threats. Now you getting arrested. Damn. It's just crazy.
Yeah, that's blown out.
That's crazy that you could get arrested for saying you're going to do something.
Yeah, but he said he was going like, man, I'll kill you with my bare hands, something like that.
It doesn't. The article doesn't have the quote.
I read that somewhere. I'll kill you with my bare hands.
But Tim Smith, the vice president of communications for PBC, said, we don't comment on legal matters.
Shouldn't. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Feel that.
Right? That's why lawyers advise.
But the reason I brought this up is, you know, you're talking about, one, Jamal's been out the ring 9 months now.
June. Well, that's kind of typical, though, right? 9 months, then you should be having another fight, or you fighting every 6 months?
I mean, you're right, because they only fight twice a year.
Yeah.
But that's
in a calendar year.
Right.
But that's what I'm saying. It's already been 9 months.
Right? All right. So if he sneaks in his next fight, what? Let's say...
It's
you're right.
June.
Yeah, he's saying like
June.
Two fights this year.
Yeah, it'll be a year.
May booked. June and realistically.
Yeah, Gervonta's in May, plus we got Canelo in May.
Right.
It's going to be hard.
What you mean? Why would it be hard to have a date?
Yeah, I mean, he's a Showtime fighter.
Right.
He's a PBC.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Boxing Scene has the quote. It says, according to the documents, the same complainant, who alleged to have been assaulted by Jamal, claimed that Jamal told him, I'll kill you with my bare hands.
He got scared. Of like, oh, 911, he ain't playing.
Yo, you know what's crazy, though? This is a legal case. So it's not like the family members looking to sue. It would have been a civil suit. And this day, the family member want them.
Press charges.
Yeah, he want them arrested. Charges.
Damn, they can't like bless him with some bread.
I'm sure you could settle.
Yeah, but then that's why I'm asking, the state took over.
That's different. I don't, you know, laws change from state to state, man. All I could say is in Jersey for sure.
You in trouble.
They could pick it up if they want. The state could pick it up if the party drops it.
That sucks.
Oh, yeah. But, yeah, man, again, just doubling back. I mean, with the whole legal situation, time out of the ring, is this even the right time for him to take this fight with Jaime?
You know, I always say that life doesn't stop for nobody.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this applies, like, you still got a career. If you're serious about your career.
And he still was in the gym a few weeks ago posting stuff like biggest super middleweight, you know, best ever, all this stuff.
I don't think the outside world affects him mentally. You know, they say it's hard to get depressed if you work out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you work out, it's impossible to feel depressed. Athletes, you know, you hear like Ryan Garcia suffer anxiety. So maybe that shit don't apply, or maybe Canelo's true. He don't really work out. I think like Jamel and Jamal work out hard, man. And I feel like they take out their life frustrations on that heavy bag, on the speed bag in sparring. That's why they're so emotional. You know what I'm saying? You could only think of them like going in the gym with like the mindset of like, yo, my cousin. And I'm just speaking hypothetical, and then like beat the shit out of everything in front of them, you know? So I don't think that affects, that outside effects. If anything, it makes him more fueled up.
Mm.
Let's hope. Yeah, because timing is everything. And it would be unfortunate for Charlo, who's been waiting for a Canelo opportunity to get picked off by, you know, what Oscar De La Hoya believes to be, you know, a future Canelo opponent in Jaime Munguia.
Maybe the Oscar team and the Munguia team see it like, yo, he's too distracted, man. There's no way.
No, and looking at that last fight, if I'm Jaime, I'm looking at the Montiel fight like, man, I'm a better fighter than Montiel, and I can do better.
Let's be clear. It was PBC the one that sent the offer to Jaime. It wasn't the other way around. It wasn't Golden Boy and Oscar sending Charlo the offer.
Right.
Okay.
So obviously, PBC, Charlo, the team, you know, everybody – feels more than comfortable and confident in a fighter. Yo,
yeah.
Jamal's like, I'm good. Everything's cool, whatever. They clearly wouldn't have sent an offer right now had that not been the case.
I mean, or they're sending it because Charlo is frustrated because, again, if I'm Charlo, I'm not happy. If I'm Charlo, I'm very frustrated from a career standpoint because – my brother, my twin brother, who the world thinks even though he's my twin, is smaller, or the little brother,
right,
or the younger brother,
right,
he's so far ahead of me in legacy. Like, I haven't even unified ever. This dude's about to be undisputed. I haven't faced any of my contemporaries ever.
Right.
This dude has cleaned out the division. Like, there has to be some sense of frustration where he's like, yo, I know you can't get me the Canelo fight. You offered him 100 mil, but you got to get me a fight. Everybody's laughing at me. Like, I haven't fought nobody in how many fucking years? Since
June.
No, bro. What the fuck you mean since June? Like, what name did we get excited for Charlo?
Oh, I got you.
He ain't fought nobody since Julian Williams. Like, none of them names we cared about. Yes, there was slight, you know, respect and
from the Derevyanchenko
maybe
fight.
Excitement from the Derevyanchenko fight, but it's like we know what it was. Like,
it's not
my fault you chose to fight a dude that I'm forced to tell my audience came off of two back-to-back losses.
Right.
Do I choose to remember every single time that I say this, that Derevyanchenko should have won the Gennady, or do we forget to say that eventually?
Right.
And it's just two losses, and now a third loss, and then he lost again to Adamus. So, like, how good is that win? Does it even fucking matter? My man's a habitual loser.
Yeah, well, nah. I mean, he was the only person to stop him.
Who? Jamal?
You know, so...
I don't know what you're talking about because Jamal went 12 with Derevyanchenko.
Look that one up.
Screenshot. No, it's there.
It's there.
Yeah, screenshot.
You know what? I'm thinking...
He's never been knocked out.
No, I'm thinking the same night with Jermell and Banana.
But look, my man, like, people want to... They're gonna try their best to give Charlo credit for Derevyanchenko, but his last five fights, he's won one.
Right. But it was because Derevyanchenko, the way he looked against Gennady. So they were comparing Gennady's fight with Charlo's fight.
Exactly.
So that's,
but that's the thing.
Praises,
like,
he got.
You thought he won. Maybe I thought he won. 6 months went by. 9 months went by. Are we going to remember in 18 months? That's what I'm saying. Am I going to forget to say, oh, he should have got the decision in that Gennady fight? Or are we just going to read this shit like, man, that dude lost five out of his – he lost four out of his last five.
We will read it, but on Jamal's defense, he did better than Gennady.
Looked great
that
in
was,
the
That
fight.
Was like the memorable – that was the whole conversation, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I mean,
it was about that.
Jacobs.
But, I mean, credit has to go to Derevyanchenko, too, for taking this sort of resume. Like, for a dude with 13 – wins and four losses, which is only 17 fights, right? I mean, he's on that Better Beef trip, except he's lost where Better Beef has won.
Right.
But, I mean, this is a lot of names. Carlos Adamus, Jamal Charlo, Gennady Golovkin, Jack Coolclay, which you might not know, but he's been in a hell of a lot of eliminators with different people like Andrade and Derevyanchenko himself, and I think maybe even Jacobs. But Jacobs is on his resume. Terriano Johnson is on his resume. Mike Guy, who just upset our guy from out here in Vegas, Mama's Boy. You know, Jesse Nicklo. So he's fought a lot of names with 17 fights. He just hasn't been able to win any of those top names.
Yeah, that's
fights.
What I'm saying. He don't beat the big ones.
Yeah.
So, but you still got to, I guess, you got to, he still counts, man, as a name on your resume.
Absolutely.
At that point, now he won't, you know. It's like Gamboa, though. Like, people still using Gamboa.
Yeah.
Every fighter that has been fighting.
You're right. Let me see how many losses in a row does Gamboa have.
Every fighter that fights Gamboa right now is, like, just to get a rep. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with, yo, competition. It's like, yo, put him name. Like, he's really getting used for his name.
Right.
But is it worth something now? You know what I'm saying? Like, he fights Isaac Cruz. Is it really worth if Isaac knocks him out?
Yo, I'm sorry. I want that fight, man.
What fight?
The Isaac Cruz Udoka's Gamboa
fight.
Oh,
I do, too. I like that because Isaac Cruz won my freaking attention.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? After the Gamboa. I mean, after the...
Nah, but you see Gamboa doing better than Derevyanchenko. Look, Gamboa was on a four-fight win streak, and he got two losses back-to-back right now, Tank and Haney.
Right. And now he's going to lose to Isaac.
Maybe. Isaac got two losses already.
He does?
Yeah, he had losses already.
Yo, I thought he was a fighter with an O.
He got one loss. I was wrong. He was no, I was right. He got two losses now. Tank.
The Tank. And,
he had a loss to Luis Montana Alvarez. And he also had a
my cousin.
He also had a draw.
Damn.
Yeah.
But let's not go there though. Let's not do that.
Look at Google. They want me to buy rims for the vet so bad. Look at them. They fucking, they stalking me,
y'all.
Yo,
you got the vet outside?
Nah.
Oh, I was looking for it. That's how I was trying
to find the
building.
Nah. I flew in. I got a
Oh, you flew. Oh, that's right. You didn't get the cars
transported. Yeah, I
got to fucking
ship the cars. Yeah, I got to transport.
For some reason, I thought they were here. I thought the vet was out here.
I wanted to be.
Nah, I thought like.
Because once it's here, we taking pictures in front of the vet. Fuck the fucking sign, yo.
Yo, hopefully vet give you a sponsor, Chevrolet.
Yeah, man.
Try that. You know, get three vets. One for Danny Alvarez.
Yeah. I don't know about a vet for Danny, man. We're going to have to put Danny like in a Sprinter van.
I'm a truck guy, too.
You need a Sprinter van.
Like I'm not a sports car kind of guy. I like luxury.
I mean, sports cars I'm not really into sports cars. Like, I'm just into muscle cars.
Whatever you want to call it.
Is that the same? I don't think that's the same.
You sure?
Yeah. Well,
look, man, whatever you want to call it.
Because it's speed, man. The muscle is the speed. I saw you just disguising it as muscle.
See, but some luxury cars, they got that speed, too.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I actually, the other day, right, we was in traffic, and I'm like, damn, I should have just got, for what I paid for that.
What?
I should have just got the Panamera. Or your truck.
Or the Porsche.
Yeah, or your truck.
Right.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Can't find a truck no more.
Because, I tried to go to the airport in that shit. I got to put my suit. Nobody can come. My suitcase is in the passenger.
Yeah.
That shit don't fit in the truck.
Nah, that's just supposed to be your second car.
It is my second car.
Your first one's supposed to be the SUV.
But I'm in Florida.
Right.
So my airport, the closest one is 48 minutes. So what do I want to drive? The sedan, or do I want to drive my little baby that I barely get to drive because I work so hard? Like, so I put that suitcase in the fucking, in the passenger.
So you parked it in the lot?
Yeah.
No, you parked it in the lot, the airport.
Yeah. Short, long-term parking.
Oh, right.
Top floor.
Yeah, top floor.
Top floor. You took a picture of the sun, where you parked.
I did take a picture of where I parked. That Tampa airport is huge. That was even further drive. Imagine that, like, having this car. And you can't fit your luggage in the trunk, so you decide not to drive it. Now you got to drive an hour and 20 to Tampa.
Right.
I'd rather do an hour and 20 in the vet.
In the vet. I've been seeing those vets a lot lately.
No, they're beautiful.
Seeing the, like, a...
Me and Haney, man, we got good
seats. I still like the gray.
And Tevin Farmer. You know, it's Mad Fighters got them. What fighter just bought a red one like me? Fucking Ken Porter got one. His shit. He got the... Damn, Ken got the top, bro.
Top.
What? Yo, he got like $30,000 worth of options. In probably carbon fiber alone.
Damn.
Alone. Carbon fiber roof, wing, fucking side skirts. Like, god damn.
So y'all going to pull up next to each other?
I can't really.
I know.
He going to shut me
down. That's what I'm saying. So now if a Ferrari pull up next to him, does it shut him down?
I mean, it depends if you're a girl. And I don't mean you. I mean... Women, and maybe that's sexist.
It might not. It might be like the horsepower.
Is it sexist to say that women don't know much about cars?
Yeah, that would be sexist. So you said like...
Borderline.
Yo, muscle and speed.
I'm just saying, can they tell the difference? Can the normal woman know the difference between a Ferrari?
Yes. They're going to be like, yo, that's the Rory.
Get the fuck out of here.
They ain't even going to pronounce that.
They don't know that yellow horse.
No, bro.
You bugging.
What?
They know
the
horse.
The yellow horse versus the flag. The best flag.
Yo, girls know. Look, they favorite fucking selfie. Like a girl, your typical girl dream selfie. Move the head slightly next to the headrest in the car so they can show
the seat.
So they can show the double R or so they can show the Bentley or the horse. Like,
yeah.
Bro, they know.
Yeah, they know.
They know for sure.
And they know.
I mean, that's them Instagram girls that you follow. Stop your bullshit. Yo, we got a cash app from Sosa Smith that says conviction makes it easy for a civil suit. So I get them.
Conviction first.
This has turned into an untitled.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the vibe. Yo, we got Anthony Johnson that says, Let's go, champ. Well, let's go, champ. Anthony just came out of nowhere, and it's been like 10 days straight. My man just,
Anthony Johnson.
Yeah, he just consistent morning super chat.
Yeah, I was there.
Shout out to you, champ.
Anthony Johnson, I'm confusing him for Anthony Cobra.
Edwards, yeah.
Yeah,
I figured.
Yo, man, the chat is cruel sometimes.
Why? What they saying?
Don't go
this
look
guy
at
guy said Danny gets hauled around in a tractor trailer.
Wait, who said that?
Al Marino.
Yo, damn, Danny. I mean, look, it's all good. Once I'm here, we going to work out, man. Like, I know right now you on chill mode. But, like, especially once we're in the new building. The new building got the gym downstairs. That's going to be the easiest thing.
Not
I just pray
sure.
that he does get that building because that would be the ultimate convenience. You know, driving to the gym is a bitch.
Yo, you could go, like, straight from the gym to the studio.
No,
and have
from
a
the
whole...
studio. Wait till you go. You going to see the building tomorrow.
Today.
Oh, is it today?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm coming. What time he said? 6?
Like now.
Oh, he texted. I mean, he just called me. He always called me while I'm live. Let me hit him up. Tell him you here.
Now, he knows. I'm in a group text with him.
Because he just literally hit me.
He probably wondering about the show.
Yeah, but yeah, man. Charlo,
yeah, I want to go to the new building. I got to do a... I'm actually going to record in that new building. Fuck that. Get some behind-the-scenes footage of that amazing thing.
Oh, you've been there already?
What?
Yeah.
I told him he can't even start handing out offices till I pick my shit.
Where is it?
It's out here.
I don't know where.
You know I don't know where.
Like close to here?
Bro, I don't even know if I'm
away.
Northwest,
five
nothing.
Away.
I don't
five
know if I'm...
5 minutes away. 5 minutes away.
I don't know if I'm Northwest.
In a car.
Yeah, in a car.
Yeah, in a car.
Hell yeah, in a car.
No walk.
You know the UFC building's right here.
I didn't go that far.
No, it's literally right there.
As soon as you walk outside, it's right there.
Where McGregor was running
in
the water?
Oh, that's the one where Dana White owns the building?
Yeah.
Damn, he owns the building?
Of course.
Yeah,
he? Not the UFC?
Well, yeah, the UFC. But...
Come on.
Well, he designed it. He said he bought it out of his own pocket.
What?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I got a cash app from Sosa Smith at $10. He says, the donation squad. Shout out to you, champ.
Damn,
appreciate
champ.
That. To the goddess,
awesome Malibuyas.
Yo, Pat was trying to take me to catch last night. I'm like, chill, I got to do a 6 a.m., fams.
He always doing that.
You know, it's 6 a.m. out here.
I know,
just to
I
meet
know.
The
I
9 a.m. schedule, bro.
You gonna get up with
this is hard work dedication.
Yo,
I put in hard work dedication, goddammit. Yo, I'm serious. Somebody would have changed their schedule. Somebody would have been like, yo, I always do my show at 9. I'm going to keep doing it at 9.
Yeah.
And... You know, I want to keep doing it at 9 Eastern.
Yeah. It makes sense.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I can't.
That was where your following came from.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
I got another one here. Let me see what we got. We got Majimbe Mongia and Dudu Duck John Beck.
Who Dudu?
Boo Boo.
I knew it.
That's terrible.
Yeah, bad.
No, but he said doo-doo. I'm just reading what he wrote.
Nah, I hear you.
Hey, Andre, I'm reading what he wrote.
He's
listen.
At it.
Punch got good relationships. My man had 17 views on a video, and Andre was one of them. That's crazy. Andre love that dude.
They're from the same town, aren't they?
Nah.
Ain't
Andre like
Punch,
in Providence somewhere.
Punch ain't from
New
Boston?
York. Nah. He from New York.
Boo-boo not from Boston. Boo-boo from
Providence.
Providence, Rhode Island.
That's the same. That might as well
be same. It's the same, you know, direction.
Yes. They say Newark in Jersey City.
Yeah, man. I think it's that close.
I think it is that close, too.
Boston is recreational, right? Massachusetts?
Oh, yeah, Boston is.
Yeah. Boston. Smart state.
I don't know. I just remember when we went out there August of 2018 for the Boo Boo and Billy Joe press conference. For the
I was looking at those pictures. Damn. I'm going to have to pull those up.
For the fight that never happened.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know if this recreational or not, but yo, me and Ness was out of there. Yo, we driving back from Boston.
What year was that?
August 2018. Anuel had just dropped. We stuck in dead traffic.
Oh, wait,
bumper,
Providence, right?
Bumper to bumper,
yeah.
Bumping the shit out of Anuel and enjoying those cones.
Wait, what you mean? Oh, the music.
Yeah. Bumping Anuel, enjoying the cones.
Yeah. I thought you said like you bumped into him.
Yo, you terrible, cat.
Here they go, Boston. Yo, damn. I would have to
send it to your iCloud.
That's too much, man.
Airdrop it.
Bullshit. Hey, that sucks.
Can't airdrop it?
But it don't even matter because none of these are of you. I just noticed that we didn't take any together. I guess I took pictures for you and you took pictures for me.
Yeah, me and you never took pictures together.
Oh, it's 9 o'clock. I'm bugging out. I'm like, yo, my watch say 3 o'clock. Did it die?
6 o'clock.
Well, it's 9 o'clock at home.
Oh, yeah, definitely 9 at home.
Yeah.
Yo, it's crazy. I should text Boo Boo this. I'm going to text him like, yo, this how long I've been rocking with you. Meanwhile, you don't call me back.
Yeah, instead of that.
Yo, his dreads little as hell and that shit.
That's funny. I remember he had no dreads.
Nah, that's what I'm saying.
In fucking Barclays Center.
Yeah.
Yo, that was the same day Eddie Hearn got pants.
August 24th.
Yeah, I knew it was August of 18th. That was the same day Eddie Hearn got pantsed in the hotel
lobby. They pulled his pants down.
Yo,
ooh.
That little Liam dude, right? It was like Liam Walsh.
Was it Liam Walsh?
I don't know. One of them Walshes.
Well,
I thought it was a Walsh. I don't know.
I don't even think they were Eddie. I'm pretty sure they were Frank Warren.
Nah. Because Eddie reposted it. I mean, they're cool either way.
Oh, either way. But regardless of how it happened or how it was set up, Eddie Hearn got pantsed in that hotel lobby, in the same hotel lobby that I interviewed Kid Galahad, and he turned the camera around to make fun of, what was he making fun of? My mustache. He was making fun of my mustache.
Eddie Hearn.
No, Kid Galahad, right? So I grabbed the camera and I made fun of his receding hairline.
Mm, yeah. I remember that.
Yeah.
Didn't he just lose, though?
He did.
He lost his belt to Kiko, knocked him out.
Kiko Martinez.
That was crazy. Kiko was probably like 38 when he did that shit.
Mm.
I got Supermax who says, if you're trying to line up Jaime with Nello, then trying to beat Charlo takes an opponent off the list and puts you on everyone's radar, which is exactly what De La Hoya hinted at. He's like, I got Gilberto and Jaime. They're going to be knocking on Canelo's door soon. So that's another version of that. Like, if you take out Charlo, you're definitely knocking on Canelo's door. Plus, it's more marketable for Canelo. If you beat Charlo, now Canelo's like, well, that's a big fight because it's Mexican versus Mexican.
Right, right. But if Charlo beats Hyman,
it's also a big fight for him. It boosts
him. I think they're going to discredit it.
No, because he'll be like, it don't matter what the people say. He needs to take the mic and be like, one Mexican down, another one to go.
Right.
Send me the real one. Yeah. Canelo, where you at?
Ooh.
Where you at? Stop sending me these little boys.
Yeah, that would work.
You know what I'm saying?
Yo, but why I thought of, like, when you said De La Hoya hinted, I heard it in my head. You want payday? Like, so Oscar is pretty wise, you know, moving that Jaime chess piece.
But once again, let's not forget, it ain't Oscar. It ain't Golden Boy. PBC sent the offer.
Right, right, right.
You know,
but they at least they're entertaining it. If Jaime Sand is 90, you know, he taking the power away from Oscar. And really, is the power with Oscar? Isn't Jaime co-promoted with Fernando Beltran?
Yes.
All right.
So he ain't really like Oscar can't make the decision without. I'm sure. I mean, unless it's a Frank Warren Tyson Fury deal where Bob took over completely. And you just like, you know, because.
Did he take over completely?
I mean.
They were for sure the part of the purse bid.
Absolutely. But it seems like he only fucks with Bob, really. Mac, what up?
What up, man?
What up? What up? Sit down, man.
Up,
I know Mac looking around in the community. They don't know, but this mac and cheese from Las Vegas. Every time Ness come through to Vegas, man, he meets me here. Picks me up. He's been listening to the show for years, long time listener. And it's like I said, man, you guys, you know, nothing changed, man. Just because we got a studio, we still got a community. As long as there's not 20 people at once, we want to let, you know, whoever's in Vegas that listens to the show come through and just put a face to the name, man. I know they've been hearing me talk about you for quite some time. So what's up? What it do?
What up? What's up?
Oh, turn that mic on.
What up? Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, a little closer. Oh, okay. What's up, fam?
What's up?
What's up, Danny Ray?
Hello, Jay.
All right.
Oh, man, I just stopped through to say what's up, you know, show my face to the fam. You know, that's it. You know, come see my dude, Nestor.
Why they call you Mac and Cheese?
Because I'm a Mac.
Okay. And you get
originally
the
from the Bay.
And cheese in my, yeah, you know.
Oh. Originally from the Bay Area.
Yeah.
Nah, Cheese.
How long you been in Vegas, Cheese?
Shit, I've been out here for like almost 12 years now.
Loving it?
loving it. I ain't going back.
That's what's up.
Lee Spencer from Cali.
Yeah.
Yo, well, Ron, he...
Be careful with that soda, exactly, man. Exactly. The bang. My man been banging. Look,
nah,
he got stains on the desk.
But no, Ron, remember, he left the Bay and moved to Brooklyn, and it was cheaper for him. But he was like, yo,
damn,
I couldn't do it.
The
no more.
Bay to Brooklyn?
Yeah.
So the Bay that expensive?
Yeah, bro, the Bay is Cali,
yo,
still. It's 10 point something just in taxes.
Look,
when you buy a shirt, they charge you 10 points on taxes.
I don't know what it
damn.
Is. I don't know what it is now, but a couple years ago, maybe 2-3 years ago, I had a family friend living out there, and I looked up just shit about San Francisco. At that time, like I said, 2-3 years ago, you could make $105,000 and still be considered low income.
Mm.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Shit.
Damn.
They
the
got
bank?
Houses. They got houses, regular houses, $1 million houses, man. $900,000 just for like a regular house.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, but that's what I feel New York is like.
Word.
You know what I'm saying? You get a regular brownstone, no parking.
Nothing.
This shit like 1.5 or 3 mil.
And they're like,
that's what I'm trying to understand.
Row houses where,
yeah,
where my house is literally
leaning on yours.
Yeah. No, they're constructed together.
Right.
Like if you burn, I burn. Like
yeah,
that shit is crazy.
Like some brownstone.
Yeah, brownstone. It could be like 1.5, and you still got to do
and
work.
And I'm sure
on
the market went up now.
That shit is terrible, man. You buy a house in the is a brownstone from like the 60s, and the shit is like, you know, 1.5.
Yo, speaking of house, I sold my house a couple days ago, finally.
The Elizabeth one.
The one in Jersey.
Got
is good. I know, because I, you know how it is, man. You go, you things happen, time of closing, and you end up not closing, man. So I'm happy, man. Got
it's
that
the best time, too.
Yeah, got that motherfucker both me.
Whew.
It's not that it was a hassle. Obviously, you know, I had a. Now I see I was leaving money on the table, but that was my best friend, so it was okay.
Right.
Now I see the damn, I could have been charging way more.
Oh, yeah.
But I was still comfortable with what I was charging, so it wasn't like it was a burden. But
oh, you rented? You had somebody rent?
Oh,
rent
of course.
It. Oh, yeah.
How am I not gonna have that as a rental?
I know.
Rental income property quickly, but I had to get rid of it though because I got no plans on going over there, man.
Yeah, you don't need that in your life. Nah.
So, Mac, what up, man?
Man, I'm just here.
What's the biggest news you've heard all day, man? A lot of shit been happening today. Today's been a good day in terms of news, man. I think the biggest thing for me was the Wilder AJ possibility.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
That's something that boxing dropped the ball on. If they could give us that again, it'd be like Christmas.
Yeah, we need to do something to get Wilder. We need to, you know, we need some type of noise with him, you know. We need him to say something. You know, I'm looking forward to seeing him trying to come back. I like Wilder, you know, but hey, man.
Step outside, everybody.
If he retires, so be it. You know, he did what he had to do for his family. They straight.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'd like to see him fight again.
Me too. Me too, without a doubt, man. Let me see. I think we got some other news and notes we got to get to. And if you guys want to call in, you know the number, 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 time. Voice your opinion right here on the Voice of the People hotline. Don't forget, add Nestor Gibbs on Skype to be part of the conversation. You know, I guess we could wrap up with the De La Hoya believing that Canelo, the beef, originated when he said that Canelo should leave Eddie Reynoso. And you know, now that he's had some time to think about it, he says basically that could be the only thing where Canelo could have interpreted as disloyal because he said that Oscar has no loyalty. And obviously he's talking about, you know, Oscar insinuating that he should get another look or bring someone else into the camp. Oscar didn't give a date, but I'm assuming he must have said that after Floyd or Laura, because
nah,
it's been
it's
been a minute though since he looked bad that he would need a second set of eyes in
the
there.
First Golovkin fight, perhaps.
Yeah,
because Canelo and him, they didn't talk in the ring for a long time. They get in the ring and be smiling but won't look at each other. Yeah, there's a lot of tension.
I think there was a lot of tension the last few years, honestly, together, first the last maybe 2 years or so.
Well, didn't it come out in the lawsuit that they had been talking via lawyers for like a year or two already? So
yeah. I saw on Twitter that under that same post with the Oscar De La Hoya's comment saying you know, the his judgment or his opinion on this camp. People were saying, oh, nah, it was more about him having a little side deals in the zone. So wouldn't that make more sense to,
it
say,
does make
to
more
label
sense.
Somebody disloyal versus your opinion on my
absolutely,
trainer?
Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. Especially, you know, all the stuff that Canelo claims he didn't know.
Right.
Like, he claims he told Oscar he's not fighting Gennady. The lawsuit alleged that Oscar had, you know, deals with DAZN, claiming that it would be like $47 million to Canelo just to get that fight. Like, things that Canelo didn't agree to. There was also, I think, the two different contracts, too. Like, one that Canelo had and one that DAZN had, different
right.
from each other. So, I don't know. It was crazy. And that does make sense to blame him disloyal or no loyalty for something like that.
Most sensible one. Because now look at it in hindsight. Look at the relationship that Eddie
yeah.
and Canelo have.
No, they hugging, and it's crazy, too. I know Oscar got to be mad, even though he's confident. That's why we're talking about him. He says he's confident he'll work with Canelo again, and he's sure it'll be with Jaime and Gilberto Ramirez, which are two good fights. I've been wanting Canelo to fight Gilberto.
What you think about, you remember when Canelo got the 10-fight deal with DAZN?
Mm-hmm.
I think Oscar had his hand in the cookie jar too much. I think Canelo wasn't feeling him because he wasn't knowing what Oscar was getting
mm-hmm.
out of it. You
mm-hmm.
know what I mean? That's what blew up the whole thing in the beginning.
No, that lawsuit was crazy when it came out. That Canelo was 90% of the Golden Boy income.
Yeah, I remember that.
That's
yeah.
crazy.
90%. That's everything.
Bro, that means that your company is like
making no money.
One egg. One
no,
goose.
No,
well, they're making money.
They got the
Canelo,
PP loans.
But now they're not making nothing. Not,
yeah.
Ain't nobody fighting. Ryan's supposed to step up, be the one.
I mean, who they got? Ryan,
yeah, his fight comes up when? Valdez. It's in April. It's in April too, right?
Well, Valdez,
no, Valdez
top
is
rank.
With Top Rank.
Top Rank.
Ryan's fight is when?
Oh, shit. April 4th? Oh, no.
Second?
Something.
Nah, it ain't that soon. The second? Damn. So he must have been switched trains.
Or the 9th, maybe?
I know it's in April 15th,
yeah.
one of those dates. Who fights April 4th? Or
the second.
Who fights the second?
Oh, no.
Isn't there a big April fight early?
No, I think it's the end. Obviously, Shakur and Valdez,
like
and then
that.
You got
Franchon
Cruz instead of Roos, and then you got Amanda Serrano and Katie Taylor.
That's a big one, too.
Spence Ugas is the
Spence Ugas
16th.
Okay. That's good.
That's another fight in April that's big.
Tyson Fury.
Oh,
Fury.
Yeah,
Fury. 22nd, right?
And Usyk Cruz and Gamboa.
That's the
16th.
Yeah.
So Ryan's fight is the 9th of April. That's pretty soon. That's good.
Yeah.
We're about 29, 30 days
same,
away from.
Same day as Lubin.
Oh, really? And that's out
oh,
here.
Oh, that he's fighting for
Lubin,
Dura. Right?
Lubin fighting out here in the Virgin Hotel. Where is that?
That's,
Virgin Casino.
That's the old Hard Rock.
From,
yeah, the old Hard Rock.
Okay.
From Edman.
Damn. So I wonder what. Oh, no, Hard Rock and Planet Hollywood. I was about to confuse it with Planet Hollywood.
No, Hard Rock, the old Hard Rock across the street from MedMen.
Mm.
Don't Bob do a lot of his fights there?
Yeah, they did a summer series. That's where Shakur fought.
Yeah.
That's where Josh there. Taylor and
So it looks
Ramirez.
looks like PBC got the deal with them this year then. Because Bob had it for the pandemic. You talking about all the bubble fights, right?
No, not
yeah.
the bubble fight. After the bubble
last fight, wasn't it?
Yeah.
The $400,000 fight?
No, the fight in not the last one, but the one before Jamel. And that same place.
Yeah, the $400,000 tune up, right?
And that's the same place Loma for what's his name?
Nakatilia.
That's the Japanese.
Oh, Nakatani.
Nakatani, yeah. And
I thought you saw Nakatilia, the one that fought
Shakur.
Yeah, but you're talking about Nakatani.
But same venue where Nakatilia fought him, so.
You ain't get Shakur in here yesterday? Well, that was L.A. or that was in Vegas?
That was
it was
here.
Here.
That was here, but I'm working on it.
Oh, he out here training.
Yeah, Shakur's having camp out here.
Does he have a place out here, too, or what?
They got a whole team house, though, right?
Yeah.
They all staying together because Kenneth Sims was just in here saying he was bringing Jared, but Jared ain't wake up and someone else ain't wake up, so it sounds like a few of them.
Well, that's a different house. That's
oh, okay.
Not, yeah, that's a different house. Kenny Sims, Chris Williams, and Jared Anderson. I don't know if Shushu was in there. I know Shushu's, if not in New York, yeah, he should. No, he'll probably be in New York in a couple of days if he's not there already. But, yeah, that was a different house. I know that usually they're in this other house. So I don't know if it's like Jay Prince's house or
a top rank house, or I don't know what the deal is.
Hmm. That's one of them gym houses, right? Like training houses or just sleep. There's a training facility.
No. They stay in like mansions and, you know, obviously just trained in Vegas, trained out here.
Oh, so they stay in the mansion and they go to the gym.
Right.
I got D Nice in the 718 says first Rocky was 1976 and it's still 2022 and we still talking about it.
Right.
For sure, Hall of Fame.
Yo, there's a scene in Rocky that I didn't catch on to as a kid. I caught on to as an adult when I watched it. He used to collect money for like the number man and shit.
Yeah. Yeah. He was the muscle for a mobster.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing. He was like a street fighter that they seen had potential, or I don't know. How did Rocky get into that first fight? What made him?
He knew Mickey.
Yeah.
Yo, that Rocky motherfucker. That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm an advocate of him staying in the Hall of Fame. Like that scene when he goes to visit the priest.
Yeah.
I used to just like do that. Hey, yo, father.
Yeah.
Hey, yo. I mean, you throw me down, like, you know, I got to fight.
Yeah.
Didn't father fucking bless him from the window.
Yeah,
that shit was fire.
Fire, man.
How could you not love that movie? Go back and watch it.
Scarface scene that I know a quote from is like, get in my kind, see if you're in the sandwich. Y'all don't know that part? Nah, all right, move on. Get in my kind, see if you're in the sandwich. Nobody know that part.
Nah, I mean,
what was the scene? Where were
they? Remember when they cut to the scene, they serving food out the truck. And then Manny, the guy's like, yo, put more kind in here, which is meat.
Yeah.
And he's like, get in my kind, see if you're in the sandwich. And then
so Rocky was a late replacement.
Oh, yeah. Oh, nah.
He was a late replacement.
Nah, he wasn't. Maybe he was, but Apollo Creed picked him, handpicked him. He was like, yo, we need a regular guy from the street.
Yeah. He gave the Common Joe.
Right, Common Joe a chance.
Yeah.
That's who Apollo Creed is. I remember that.
That shit was a tune-up. In this modern-day era, we call that a tune-up gone wrong.
Right.
Or bad, whatever.
An upset.
Uh-huh. I got my Gene Bay right back at us. Let me see. Is that numero tres? Not yet. Almost. All right. But he says, movie suggestions from a guy that raves about men in spandex saving the world. Hand in my face.
Who's that?
Hashtag Godfather the Greatest. This is some dude that is trying to belittle superhero movies by saying they wear spandex.
Well.
That's all. Nah, but that's my Gene Bay. Trying to say that Godfather is good. He feels we put it down.
He loves it. There's some people that just like the cult following of.
Yeah.
So I'm like that more with TV shows than movies.
Which TV show?
The Sopranos.
I mean, you can't nitpick. You can't nitpick The Sopranos. Shit was fire.
The Sopranos.
It was so good they made a spinoff. You know, it's, you got Tony's life now.
The movie?
Well, the upbringing.
The upbringing.
The HBO Max one?
Yeah.
That shit was boring.
I ain't watch it. I ain't had time.
I was like watching it with one eye open.
I got Mad Bet in Kansas City says, Joshua thinking, wow, the damage. Let's get it. Let's see who is more fragile. And I'm going to say I agree. Eddie and AJ looking at it like, bro, he just had three tough fights. You better be able to beat this motherfucker.
Right.
AJ just had two tough fights.
Not two.
He had
just that one. And that wasn't tough. It was just a surprise for him. Like, Wilder.
Wait, the Ruiz was a tough fight for him.
That ain't back to back. That ain't back to back.
It can't be back to back. You're right.
That ain't back to back. One of them shits was like 2019, wasn't it? Almanac.
What?
DA.
What fight?
Joshua Ruiz won.
No, the first one was
June 1st,
2019.
See?
Damn.
I put like 40 or 60 on there and won like 240.
Damn. And I was sitting in my living room, JD in Texas, fucking Mike from Michigan. Where the fuck is Mike from? Somewhere in the Midwest.
Mike Gross?
Yeah.
He was living in Indiana, right?
Indiana. Who else was, and I'm just sitting there like, man, Andy ain't gonna, man, dude all fat. I'm just talking crazy. And then that punch landed.
I
couldn't believe it,
I remember you called me that morning. You was like, yo, you backing your man? I'm like, bro, I was so confused. I'm like, who's my man? What do you mean, the Mexican Eddie? Oh man, Eddie's gonna get his ass. No,
I thought he was gonna get cooked.
See how he faced though when he got dropped. I was like, ooh, he mad. I seen it right, and he got up. I was like, he not hurt. He mad.
That was a good ass fight, man.
Yeah,
that
was a good ass fight.
I was so disappointed in the rematch. Did not live up to that first. That first fight was action. Andy gave us action.
I kind of expected it a little bit. Yeah, only because
what? The first fight?
The second.
Oh.
Only because Andy was on fucking tour. This man was living his best life.
Yeah, have you seen him out?
It's sad, man.
Cars,
but that's
big house. He's right. Chilling.
That's what happens, bro. Like that's listen. When you never had and you get, you gotta go get.
Yeah.
You gotta go get. You gotta level up, man.
And he trained himself for the AJ fight.
It's crazy. Nah.
The first one?
Oh, the first.
Yeah, the first
Nah, he was with Robles for the first.
Yeah.
He was with Robles for the first.
Who was he training? He was training the fight before? Oh, no, the Parker fight.
Talking to the mic.
Oh, the
I
Parker
got
fight, yeah.
Catherine Murray sending a super sticker just saying, nope. And I'm guessing that's on Jaime versus Charlo.
I don't know. We've been talking
nope,
about
but what way nope? Like, nope, well, he ain't got
know,
it.
Who knows? That we lost that. That's an old super chat. I got Epoxy Magic. Fat $10, shout out to you, says, gotta love the American arrogance, telling other races what they are and should be. Is that when we were talking Vlad? Did we even talk Vlad today? And the whole, Yeah. The Bivol, Canelo, Russia. Gotta be.
Because Klitschko was like, absolutely not.
He said absolutely not now?
Because
the last quote I seen, he doesn't feel Bivol should be in the Canelo fight because he's Russian.
Right. And it was like, yeah, absolutely not should be pulled or whatever. Should be pulled.
Oh.
Like, absolutely should not be fighting.
Yeah.
That's what I saw.
I thought I saw should not be allowed to fight.
Yeah, should not be allowed to fight.
I didn't see absolutely. You saucing it up.
I did sauce it. I'm just saying, man, like, on my way here, Brian was telling me, we was talking about, like, I was like, yo, damn, when the fuck gas going to drop again, right?
Yeah.
Like, shit going to go forever. And then he just got into, like, this rant about, like, yo, it ain't even, like, they blaming it on Russia and Ukraine to make it this big thing. But it's really, like, Putin and his one-man enemy. You know what I'm saying? And now everybody's paying for it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So,
everybody.
So, right, like not letting Bivol fight is kind of
crazy. It feels like we're turning the clock back on life and going back 40, 50 years.
Wow, how so?
Bruh, because you're blaming
right.
everyone for the actions of one man.
Generalizing.
Yeah.
Yeah, you like.
See, they're making a... Russian soccer owner, he's selling his team because they're talking about seizing his assets. They're talking about seizing his assets. So he's selling his soccer team to come up from under that, you know, so they get off his back, you know. So they going hard on Russia right now. Everybody.
Yeah, they stopped everything going in and out of Russia right now. You can't even, yo, we were talking, you can't even watch Pornhub.
Damn, that's crazy.
Yo,
bruh, yo,
that's some sick shit right there. Like, they trying to attack you from all, they not able to get UPS,
social
nothing.
Media, social
yeah, they don't
they
got
turned
no
off their Facebook, Instagram,
shit, yeah.
Like, bruh, that's
Mac,
crazy.
Apple, all that shit is done. They don't got Apple products, none of that.
Right, going to go up.
Red Bull, nothing. They don't got nothing.
Pour it off.
Yo, I was watching this this episode Euphoria, this TV.
Oh, you still watch that? I stopped after like that first season, I think.
I'm on like episode 3 of season 1. Or
oh, so you just fresh
on
it?
Yeah.
What brought you to that?
It just looks beautiful. People were talking about it, and I was like, oh, let me watch it. And
okay, because I'm an HBO like series guy. You know, they've been putting out shit for a minute,
right,
and I've
right.
been basically watching anything they put out. So that's why I did it. But that seems...
What?
I don't know. I mean, it's like a transgender in there. The girl's like 16.
Is she a transgender?
What?
The
he really... Yeah, the white one. He really ain't getting nowhere in that shit.
Yeah. Nah, I ain't getting nowhere. I just watched like... This shit is like an hour long. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Per episode.
Per episode. I mean, I'm watching it.
But like, I like that girl. She's the girl from Spider-Man.
Zendaya, yeah. That's what brought
my daughter put me on
her.
She's
from Oakland, too. Yeah.
She used to dance, right? Wasn't she like a singer dancer first and then just
she was like a Walt Disney baby.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So look, so I'm watching it. This goes back to Pornhub. They showing the girl Cat, right?
Cat who?
The big girl, thick one that did Pornhub.
What?
Episode one of season one, episode two.
Oh, the girl with
she went viral.
The gothic girl.
Gothic girl.
Yeah,
Cat.
Yeah.
And then
she has like her own webcam show.
Exactly. So yo, while I'm watching that on the airport in the airplane and it cuts to like Pornhub screen and fucking the flight attendant's like, sir, you cannot. I was like, yo, this is euphoria. She's like, excuse me? I was like, it's the episode of euphoria. I have to explain that shit. She thought about watching porn on the plane.
Yo, but how's she going to tell you can't watch porn on a plane?
Yo,
especially if you got headphones. Let's be real. Like, first of all,
mean,
get your fucking eyeballs out my phone.
Now, first of all, I know you're very familiar with this interface. That's what I was thinking.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I
for like a little glimpse of a flip.
You should have told you, I'm like, how you know what I'm watching?
Yeah.
Were you in the window or at the
aisle? Nah, I was in the aisle.
Damn.
But then today.
Phone all in the middle.
Nah, it was
people behind him.
It was an iPad. It was an iPad.
Oh, my God. Damn, you had an iPad,
yeah,
too?
The iPad.
Big ass screen.
Yo, she was like, yo, that's the fucking, you cannot, sir, you cannot. But I was like,
yo, that's crazy. We need to do a content like that. Let's see what happens, really. If somebody try to watch porn on a plane.
Nah, but then the plane ride today, right? Like, I put on, like, on the joint, though. I had the seat with the TV
on it.
And I put on a Kirby Enthusiasm. And it had like, yo, this is for mature audience
only.
Watch your surroundings. You know what I'm saying? Like, but they don't show shit.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? And Kirby Enthusiasm is more about what they say. So
I got Jordan Baker celebrating 16 months of membership at the champ level. He says, anybody that watches that show is weird. Laugh out loud. I heard the whole first season about D.
Yo,
what the fuck? Obviously, he must be talking about dick, but it ain't. What is he talking about?
It ain't about it. It's but they show mad of it. You know what I mean?
Oh.
Like, they'll be in the locker room, and I'm like, yo, when they going to show a naked girl? Yeah, nah, that show, the shit is crazy, man. The shit, like, the visuals, though, it looks pretty, so that's what brought me to it. Like, the way it looks, it's like a sexy.
Bro, I stopped watching that shit, like. I feel like, I don't know. I think maybe I made it through the whole first season or only five episodes. It was just crazy.
I can't bend.
She about to start having a relationship with her friend. Like, that shit got crazy for me. That's too crazy.
Oh, they was having it already, though.
It's a lot of shows, though. They pushing agendas.
Yeah.
Know, like, I was watching Bel Air.
The new one?
Yeah, the new one. That shit.
Yo, I'm hooked on it.
You got to think, though.
That's
like,
Hulu,
in this
though.
Day and age, how do you write
Paramount.
A show
without it?
Without
but,
it.
But not Ashley. Ashley, 12 years old. And they trying to push her with a girlfriend.
Oh, Ashley, the sister?
The little sister.
Damn.
Yeah, and they like the girl.
Man, let me tell you something. I saw two girls, like, 12 years old holding hands yesterday.
Man, my daughter just turned 12 on the 3rd.
But they don't need to be selling that on
TV. They don't need to be selling
because
it.
Because other 12-year-olds are looking at it and, you know, like, why you want to develop a child so soon?
Yeah.
I'm just saying I saw him on the street walking.
That's
you know?
Crazy.
Oh, yeah, you see it. But now everybody don't need to see it on TV.
Yeah, I ain't know they did that.
I'm feeling Bel Air. I'm like, man, this is it, right? And then they switched it up.
I don't know. I seen a picture of the dude that's playing Will. Who is it?
He don't look shit like him. Don't
exactly.
get me wrong.
He kind of try to act like him a little. But it's cool. At first,
cool.
Mike etiquette.
Yo, what
etiquette.
Was dude name? I forgot. Carlton. They said he sniffed coke or smoked some crack.
What?
He sniffed Xanax.
Was that Xanax?
I saw that on Twitter. They were like,
man, what network is this show on?
Hulu.
What's going on? Why are they going to fuck up Bel Air? First of all,
they make
Fresh Prince, bro, that ain't current. Fresh Prince, my man was in the suburbs in the mansion.
They,
right.
Yeah, that's where he
they
at
play,
now.
They doing it right, but Jeffrey
What you mean doing it right? How you doing it right? You got my 12-year-old sister.
Nah, not as far as that, but everything else.
Carlton sniffing coke already. It's the first season. How you sniffing coke already? What the fuck going on? They looking for shock value. They trying to get people like me who's nostalgic with the old Will to come watch it, to critique it, but I ain't going to give them that time.
Hey, but Jeffrey a gangster. He's
Which one was Jeffrey?
Jeffrey is the,
How is
the
butler
a
gangster?
Oh,
because
man.
Uncle Phil, that's his man, so he go handle all the little stuff that he needs
to
handle.
Yeah, because Uncle Phil runs for the DA. He runs for the district attorney.
But wasn't he – okay, because he's young. He's supposed to be younger, so he's not a judge yet? Because fucking Uncle Phil was a judge, man. That's the whole point of him being rich.
He
fucking up my show, man.
Yeah, it's on Peacock. I thought it was Paramount.
Yeah,
it's
Peacock.
On Peacock.
Yeah, Peacock.
That's crazy.
No, I'm not going to lie, though. I started watching it yesterday. I got hooked. Literally, like, watched all 6 episodes yesterday.
Yeah. It's good.
Damn, you binged
it.
Yeah. And it was cool for me because when I was in Afghanistan this last time.
But how'd you even get – why would you even watch it? You 25. That shit wasn't – you ain't even watch Fresh Prince.
Nah, because they promote it.
Hold on.
They promote that shit.
You went back and watched Fresh Prince?
Hold on.
Like reruns?
So, like, reruns used to be on when I was growing up. You get what I'm saying? But when I was in Afghanistan this last time – they had, like, a jailbroken fucking system for it. Like, anything you could think of was on it, right? Mm-hmm. And it was, like, great, full quality. And I did rewatch, like, the whole Fresh Prince.
When did Will get cool to, like, this generation? Because I know he lost a lot of people with that whole, when he had that series, like, wow. I know that's when he got big and commercialized, but he also lost a lot of, you know, Black America when he did the whole cowboy shit. What was that movie?
Cowboy shit.
Are you talking about Degrees, Certain Degrees?
No. Not Certain Degrees of Separation, no. Wild West.
Oh, yeah. But
come on. He lost all credibility after that. His raps got whack and everything.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Will got whack for a minute.
Was that before Hitch or after?
Before.
I think right, he ain't bounced back.
He bounced back.
Yeah, but he ain't bounced back
Hitch,
until
and then,
I Am Legend, I think, right?
Man.
Ali. He did Ali.
That was before.
Yeah, that was before.
But no, Hitch, and what's the one with the fine joint where his daddy shoots his daddy and he's like a professional thief?
Where he's got the white girl, he's like, he's a con artist.
Yeah, he's a con artist.
Oh, I can't remember. I watched that, though.
That shit was fire.
That was good.
I like Hitch, too. I like Hitch. So
I'm just shocked that there's no
so Charlo moved
separation
here, huh?
Gap between Charlo. You want to go back that way?
No, I'm just saying, at this rate, we're going to be here till about 9:30.
Yeah, I mean, what time is it?
6:40.
Which is 10... Over there?
9:40.
Over there?
Nah,
okay.
Nah,
okay.
9:40.
We almost there.
We on sketch.
We on
the
East. Let's go to some
sketch.
Of these callers, man. Use that hands up feature on Skype. And if you want to call in on Blog Talk, make sure you press that 1-816. I'm going to have to use my list. I don't know. Mad Bet in Kansas City says Ness. Ness personality is comedy gold. Reactions are priceless. Hilarious. Well, thank you, fans. I mean, I'm not even trying. This is like the natural me.
Yeah.
This is just me. We were checking this phone call. 816, ain't that California? No, that's Kansas City, right? Is that Mad Bat? That's not Mad Bat. Let me check. I be knowing them by heart sometimes.
Let me say this real quick.
Thank you for not leaving dead air. These guys, man.
This guy
over here texting girls and shit.
Only thing about the studio that I be a little upset with.
What?
The shows don't be no 4-hour shows like we used to.
Sometimes, this 4 hours.
Now, I'm saying, that's why I want to keep it going. But, like, you know, normally I'll be like, oh, that's it. Ain't no colors. I'll be like,
nah.
Damn, man, the show over already.
This morning was like another 3-4 hours.
Four.
But, yeah, no, callers got to hit that. Look, nobody hit their hands up. You looking at them, Mac. Blame them.
Yeah,
they listening.
And then we did a show that was a little over 5 hours. Last week, the week before, or something?
I think the shows will be longer in studio because we get guests, and it's going to be hard. Like Kenneth Sims, salute to him. Salute to Johnny Rice, the people that do come in at
Jeff 7 Mayweather.
In the morning.
Yeah.
But it's going to be hard to get people in at 7 in the morning, which is 10 in the morning East Coast.
Right.
They're going to be walking in at 8 in the morning West Coast, which is 11 in East Coast.
They got to watch it on the replay.
You know,
or you got to stretch the show out in the morning.
Exactly.
They wake their ass up.
So me and him working like 7 hours just on the first fucking show so these guests could get here.
Right on for the two show today, you know.
Yeah, nah, that's every Thursday, man. We got to do it. But I got Kyle in Kansas City.
Yes, like it's Friday.
Yeah, no, every day is Friday for me, right, baby.
Right.
Block Talk. I'm sorry. I should have pulled it up.
Hmm. Every day does feel like a Friday in Las Vegas. When I landed here, I was like, yo, it's Thursday. It's the TBV.
Hey, Kyle,
TBV.
What's up?
TBV team, what's going on,
Kyle,
y'all?
Kyle, what up?
What's going on? Hey, y'all talking real good, man. Earlier today and today. I like your combos.
Let's go to the next call. It looks like King Amin in Essex. I'm not even going to play your intro in case it's technical difficulties.
Hey, yo, hey, yo.
Go to that 908 and mute that other one.
Hello?
Let me pull this up.
Amin.
Damn.
Yeah.
Hello?
Guess not, champ. We haven't...
Let me see. I'm opening up here. We're going to mute you. Amin, are you there? Do you hear me?
I'm here. TBB, what's
sure
good,
not.
Family?
Yeah, it's got to be a technical audio because it's not coming through. Check.
Nah.
Amin in the building. No?
Yo.
Okay. And no one on Skype with the hand up. My Jimmy, can you give me a mic check real quick? Let me just check if it's us or you. We hear Skype. You want to go back to Block Talk?
No, I'm staying with that.
Oh, it could be the... All right. Well, unfortunately for you callers over there, we can't hear you today. I don't know. Maybe Block Talk is doing maintenance or something happened. But if you are on Skype, hit that raise your hand feature and we can get to you. Let me see. Before we close up, Melikuliev is added to the Ortiz-Mikkelsen card. He's going to be facing David Zegarra. Never heard of David, but I'm not mad that they're adding Melikuliev. Another name that we're forced to know because he got knocked out.
Yeah. And what card do you said that guy added to?
Ortiz-Mikkelsen.
Okay.
Virgil.
Yep. Okay. Which is next weekend. Shit, damn.
Mm-hmm. Damn, is it?
Next Saturday.
Wow, that's good.
Wait, so, next Saturday, Burchell fights, no?
No.
Yeah, the 26th. He fight on the 26th.
Oh, it's two Saturdays.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, that's the card that we couldn't remember.
Yeah.
Burchell's fighting on the 26th. Who is that?
Nakatilia.
Jeremiah?
Yeah.
Oh, so that's a top rank card. So that ain't it. Because he said it was a PBC dude offered. I'm talking about Kenneth Sims interview this morning. Remember, he ain't want to tell us the name, but he told us the date.
No, he told us the name. You figured it out. You the one figured it out. I'll tell you right now.
Yo, my ride is here. Gotta go, Deuce. Is
is that Pat?
Nah, Madison.
Oh, he's gonna take you to the building?
Yeah.
Damn, I wanted to go. That's probably why he was calling me. Cause
we about to finish up anyway.
Yeah.
Ain't no callers.
I got Anthony Johnson sent 2 fire emojis. Shout out to you, champ.
Shout out, champ.
Raw Dog, ain't nobody getting bougie. You bougie.
I'll tell you right now, bro. You the one found his name this morning.
Because
he said it was one of your peoples. Michel Rivera.
That's right.
Michel Rivera. I remembered before I even got to it. Yeah, it was Michel Rivera.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, that's it. That's all the super chats. That is all the callers. Let me double check here. Yep, that is.
Shout out Info Joe. What's up, baby? Danny, you see how everybody didn't turn around at first? They're trying to call him
Doomy.
They're trying to call him Doomy. They're trying to act like he didn't know nothing. I texted him. I was like, watch, they gonna change their opinion on you, man.
Shit, they still
know.
Calling me Doomy. Fuck,
yeah,
man.
But they're trying to act like you didn't know nothing about boxing.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, that's the wrong. No.
All right, we do got some callers. Looks like our main transition from Blog Talk to Skype. So we will get to King Amin.
The king is what I mean.
TBV, what's good, fellas?
What up, champ?
Levels, man. It's levels. TBV leveling up, man. Speaking of which, man, I just copped that new hoodie, and that's, I'm leaving it up to you to make sure I get my Eat, Smoke, and Box hoodie. You get what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Nah, it's going to come. Those are straight deliveries, so it'll get shipped to wherever address you put. Shout out to you, man. Salute.
I got the T-shirt and the hoodie. You dig? You know what I'm saying?
Let's because go. I just dropped. Shout out to Luis Reyes, who gave me the idea of the Corvette grind. Shout out to Ignorant Boxing that made the logo for me, and we just dropped the Corvette Grind one today. So I'm going to screen share that, but go ahead, I mean.
Nah, shout out to Mac and Cheese, Bay Area.
Hey. Can't wait till you come down to the studio, man. I'm going to come up here and see you. Shake your hand, fam.
Hey, for sure, man. And listen, I just want to talk about a few of the topics. I'm glad y'all cleared that up for me because I'll ask that in the pre-pro, but I know y'all was moving and shaking. It seemed like it's your Charlo's. That's what I'm saying. They disrespected each other bad, but you can't fuck with no brother. Stay out of family business because you mess with one, you got to deal with the other one. So I'm almost glad. I'm mad that Texas is on some bullshit, but I'm glad that the situation was that they wasn't going at each other in that venomous way. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he talking shit with his brother. You know what I'm saying? They twins, but their personalities are still different. So he's like, yo, my brother get in there and whoop your ass. Whoop, whoop, whoop. I just like the feel of that, man. And he definitely, you know, Maul, that is, definitely got to establish more legacy at middleweight. So we need that to happen. Shorty that was up there talking, I'm a women's boxing junkie, and not for the reasons y'all might think, man, but I got to look at her and look into her and see if I could find, you know what I mean, some more interesting angles. But I like her story because, you know, this boxing shit be saving our lives. So if she found it and it saved her life, that's just more proof why, you know what I'm saying, everybody, no matter what's your angle or your aspect, you a content creator, co-host, whatever you do, a fighter, trainer, this shit will save your life. So everybody keep grinding when it comes to boxing. Continue to let it save your life. This weekend is kind of light. We got the Wood Conlon fight, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm going to watch it because, you know, I'm all over everything as usual, man. But I'm just, you know, I'm going to go with Wood because I think Wood's got a little bit of edge as far as the power department. That's pretty much it, man. I'm not going to hold up the line and let y'all fellas get out of here. Enrique, shout out to Enrique as well, man. TBV for life, man. I'm
Salute,
out.
King.
Appreciate you, champ. Thank you for calling in. Let me get a screen share here. Go ahead and show them my new logo here. This is the Corvette Grind with the white letters. Shout out to, again, Ignorant Boxing. Obviously got the podcast mic. So you got to get behind the mic to get the bag of money so you get that Corvette. And we got on that Corvette grind. And look, that was just a phrase that it was invented here on the show. People asked for me to make some products with it, and we did so. Here's another one, different logo, different color, different theme, still same great phrase. And obviously these are all made to order, so you can get them in any colors. You know, Ness loves wearing pink. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Don't you think? There you go. You can get them in hoodies, all type of stuff. And it obviously has the C8 right there, which is the Corvette that I grinded very hard to get and still grinding to pay. Let's be real. It ain't like I bought the motherfucker. We financed it. So we working. So definitely, man, go ahead and support. Get yourself a little Corvette grind shirt. We got other stuff there, too. Other
items
and different logos and just shirt designs all together. I'm trying to see one of my most recent, which I should have got a delivery right here to the studio, man. I delivered these new ones. Where are they? Not the Corvette grind, but my new Sleep Smoke boxing shirts. Where are you?
Oh, the one you just had one on.
No, that was Eat Sleep Drinking, but I don't drink. So when I left Vegas, I'm like, bro, I don't drink. Like, and I asked the designer, shout out to Jimmy Ignorant Boxing, to make it with the weed logo, because you know I'm a puff past kind of guy, even though I don't like past. There it goes. Is it this? No, that's not it. We still going. No, hold on. Let me see. But just at least I'm getting to show you all the different types of shirts and that you can get until I find the actual logo here. We're just buying time here. Wow. All right. It's a cheap plug on showing you every single item we have. No, it's not it either.
Damn, Lord. Champ, what the hell?
I know, we deep, right?
This like when you go through Pornhub trying to find the right video.
Wow. Just, a lot of Pornhub talk going on tonight.
Just for those 5 minutes you scrolling and scrolling.
All right, I can't find it at the moment. Maybe I skipped it. I don't know. But it is what it is. I think that's it.
That's it, John.
Nest GTO, Instagram and Twitter. Let me see. I'm on Skype. I got my Jinbe. One more caller on Skype. My Jinbe, what up? While I keep looking for this shirt. What the fridge?
Yeah, what's good, Nest?
What's
up? When are we going to get some CBV grinders?
Well, oh, weed grinders. Really? I could do that. Some weed grinders. Even though, yo, what size grinder? I don't have those little grinders. I got a big-ass grinder.
Right.
My shit is at least, like 3 inches, I think? Why? Like, I don't like the small grinder because you don't get enough bud in it. Like, the one you gave me is good for on the go.
Yeah.
But you can't get a whole gram and a half in there to grind up.
Oh, you smoke a whole gram and a half.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
my girl said,
king-size cones.
She said, what's up with the female attire?
Oh, no, there's plenty of it.
Yeah, I've seen some girls.
There's a plenty. Look, there's even an apron right there. You want to get the Corvette grind in the apron?
Yeah.
Yeah, get you an apron, start cooking, man.
Butt naked under the apron.
Yeah,
man.
Get butt naked. Look, all colors. You want it in red? Let's do it. You know, you want to be like Enrique, get that beige? Let's do it.
Yeah.
All white?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's go. $20. Go ahead, my Jim. I'm sorry. We just
call
talking
back
over.
Grind.
You're good. Nah, because I was thinking the other day, so I just got two dryer vaporizers. I got a Dynavape and a Utilian 723. And I know you can't smoke in the studio. That might be a way to go. It dissipates in like 5 minutes.
But isn't it still smoke?
Nah, it's different.
Nah, it's vape. It doesn't smell.
Send me a link.
I got you.
I don't know if it's the same though.
Cause I know it's never the same. Ain't nothing like flour, bro. Nothing like flour.
But
it is flour. It is flour.
It works. It works.
Flour.
Whenever.
Yeah, but if you ain't burning it, how is it the same? But I'll try it. I'll try it.
Let me tell you. The flavors are crazy. They're way better because you don't get the burnt.
That's interesting.
You get all flour. But two strains that I need you to go try. Peanut butter breath and white truffle.
Oh yeah,
peanut amazing.
Butter, gave you that before.
Fire.
You heard Mac, man. Fire. Mac got all that at the dispensary.
Yo, there you go, Mac.
Hey.
Hooking up as soon as we get over there.
Oh, off top, no doubt, definitely.
Oh, Mac, you got a dispensary.
Mac is like, remember Castle Hill Gill in New York?
Yeah,
that's Mac in Vegas. He's like the ambassador, man. You know what I'm saying? Knows all the spots.
Right.
Get you whatever you need. You know, facilitate, man. He's facilitate. He's official.
Yo,
man.
Now on to the boxing stuff. I know y'all trying to get out of there.
Danny just want to eat. He's been trying to eat since like 2:30.
Danny and I, Border Wars 2020.
Second time he called you out, Danny. It's over.
Chubby weight division.
Who's this?
Majinbe.
Oh, Majinbe.
Danny's going down on weight. He going to lose weight. Once Nest to move out here, he's going to put him in the gym.
Yo, let me get a screen share. Who's going to be the first one to buy this hoodie?
Not me.
Yo, who's going to be the first one to buy this hoodie right here, man? Show you really support Nest.
Yo, who designed that shit?
Hey, that's funny. My girl got me some boxers with her face in the fucking pee hole. Like,
damn!
That's crazy.
That is crazy. Bro, I can't find that design, man. I'm sorry, my Jim, but go ahead.
No, yo, that's a real face design?
Yeah.
So Eddie Hearn, man, he is the best. Because he knows he's not making any of those fights except for the Otto Wallin fight, which is probably the one that will...
Exactly.
AJ the most because, you know, boxer style, you know what I'm saying? Definitely. I'm not going to say he's like Usyk, but it's a boxer. But he's not trying to make that Wilder fight, man. And I completely agree with you. If I was going to say who has more heart, it's Wilder. We've seen AJ quit. Wilder, he was willing to go out on his shield. AJ did not want to go out on his shield. He said, nah, throw in that towel, I'm done. He doesn't have it, bro. And this guy choosing his bodybuilding coach to be his head boxing coach. I mean, come on. That tells me right there where his mindset is at, where he just wants to be comfortable. He doesn't want to get in the fight. If he would have wanted to get in the fight, he would have stayed here in the U.S. training with one of these great trainers that we have over here. He doesn't want it. That guy's a clown.
I feel like that. No, I don't feel like he's a clown. I feel like he don't want nobody telling him what to do. And he know if he gets on one of these big-name trainers, he gotta be under their thumb, you know. Hernandez is going to listen to what he got to say. But let me get another screen share because this is an old design that people don't really know about. And that's the Bob Arum tomato cans.
Ah, Bob can of soup.
Yeah.
Who designed that?
I apologize to the person that designed it. I don't remember his name.
Okay.
He just sent it to me like, yo, Ness, I don't know if you like this shirt design. And I uploaded like, yo, let's see if it moves, it moves. But I think it was pretty creative. You know, because they call fighters tomato cans.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And you know Bob Arum gives you that top ranked diet. So Bob's tomato cans.
Bob soup.
Nah.
Sigh. Just for the sake of effort.
Damn.
This is too much of a riddle. Like
what? So you say
if I don't follow boxing,
you can't
you gotta
wear
explain
it.
That whole shit to me, like, oh, okay, I get it, and I'm just keep moving.
Right. Damn.
Yeah, but it's kind of cool because it's kind of like exclusive. Like, you gotta know
boxing.
To know.
Yeah,
like, you know, like it's
niche.
Like people say all the time, if you know, you know. Like,
if you know, you know.
Yeah. You're right. If you know, you know. That's that history T-shirt with 50 and 0. Somebody just, it was not say boxing on it.
Yeah.
Somebody just came up to me like, that's Floyd, right?
Yep.
I was like, oh yeah, you're right.
And if you know, you know.
You know, you know.
That's right. I got. Celebrate Bummer? Okay, Celebrated Bummer. It's cold today. You ain't lying, especially if you're in fucking Vegas.
Yo, freezing in
Vegas.
I've
been smoking in the car, man.
You see what I got to wear, man? I got my little fur.
Dang,
he
got the Elmer Fudd out here. I didn't even know I needed them shits out here.
Yeah.
I had like three of them, man, in Jersey.
Yeah.
I left them in Jersey.
I almost didn't bring my hat. I was like, nah, it's going to be like 60 out there.
Nah, it began. It began nippity
out
there.
Nighttime desert cold.
No, I'm not going to lie. You'll probably be happy you weren't here over the weekend because it was worse. And it was, like, way more windy.
It's crazy.
Yeah,
no,
it
today
windy,
the wind was insane.
It was windy.
I thought somebody was knocking in the back of the studio.
Bro, one of the fucking patio chairs in my backyard landed on top of my jacuzzi. Thankfully, I got the cover. I got the cover on it whenever I'm not
there. Bro, how you was in the jacuzzi last night if it was this cold?
The heat.
Bro,
I know.
Heated, my
I know.
Boy, like.
Okay, but now you're outside and you're wet.
He got the Versace robe.
How the fuck was you in the shower? How the fuck was you washing your ass in the shower? Like,
nah,
mean,
washing
bro?
Your ass
like,
and fucking sitting in 53-degree weather
bro,
in a jacuzzi is two different things.
And,
nah,
it's heated.
A jacuzzi I've did it
heated
before. I've done that before.
8 degrees.
Okay, but you're not submerged. You're sitting.
Nah,
so, like,
it'll keep you warm until you
it's
get
a
out.
Comfort.
Nah.
It's a comfort.
Crazy, man.
I've done it.
Only thing that was out was my neck up.
Mm. So you was laying in the water.
And
he still felt
hand.
Good, though.
Yeah, because on the outside, like on the perimeter of my jacuzzi, is seats.
Mm.
And in the corner.
How many people yours sit?
15.
15?
15.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, that's a swimming pool.
That's the biggest.
Right.
Yo, wait, this a community or is
no,
it
no,
a fucking.
No, my backyard. But here's the thing, though. They say
15,
but like. If
three
it's
of you
guys,
sat.
If it's guys, no more than like four.
Damn.
And
three to 15, four to five.
Four to 15.
That ratio don't make no sense.
That's some 15 Asians.
Yeah,
no,
that's that just.
No offense.
Now, look, for all my military guys, you know, arm length away. You get what I'm
right,
saying? Like,
right.
You get your arm length, I get my arm length. I don't want to be within touching distance of you.
Right.
But if it's like, you know, you got some joints in there, you probably could fit probably like. For me, comfortably, because I'm going to be laid out, so I'm taking some seats up, you probably could fit like a cool 10 people comfortably.
Let me just answer this, because I would absolutely wear that hoodie if Bob was in the studio. Bob ain't been on this show in years. I owe him nothing. I owe him no sort of loyalty.
I mean, he owes you money. You know what I'm saying?
Damn, it's snowing in Wichita. Shit, 22 degrees. My bad, casual bass fan. You better get up out of there.
Word. 22 degrees. He
well,
cold.
I'm the co-host, Swingbuck Denny.
And I am Nestor Gibbs. Find me on Instagram at NestGTO.
And I'm Enrique Church, a.k.a. The Casual Fan. Follow me on Twitter, TBV_Casual Fan. At Fight Talk is my Instagram.
And I'm the visiting host, Mac and Ass Cheese. That's me, no, Mac. Mac and Ass Cheese. That's me at IG. You feel me? Holler at me.
Yeah, TBV. Man. Make sure you follow him on IG. If you're part of the community, if you're ever coming into Vegas, Mac can definitely...
Definitely.
Make sure you are well taken care of. He's one of us. So, you know, you in good hands. And until the next one, tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. West Coast, 9 a.m. Eastern time.
And then our Fight Stars live and exclusive live commentary and fights tomorrow night.
At 4 p.m.?
At 4 p.m.
With the live fight starting at?
5 p.m.
Really?
With some live guests.
Live guests.
5 p.m.
A lot of stuff actually happening tomorrow. Tomorrow's going to be very new and new. Let's just go with new.
Mm.
It's going to be very new.
Experimental.
Experimental. We're going to be trying some new things, and hopefully you guys enjoy it. And if not, hopefully you just come to check it out and give us some constructive criticism. Together we grow. Yo, I got to go, though. I'm starving. Peace.
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 Damn, how much you put in? Hours. Felt like y'all were on all day.
Four to seven, so that's 3 and 3. I mean, 3 and 4. Seven hours all day.
Where's the midgets gonna go to? Are you gonna have them on the tables or what?
No.